Galesburg High School Silver Streaks football on WGIL kicks off with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services pregame show. Brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey. Getting you back into the game.
This is a good block across the 15, 10. He's going to score!
And he's able to do some things like he did right there, having built some success on that throwing game.
Right, here's the give. First his way into the end zone for a touchdown.
All you had to do was listen to the crowd to know if something great happened that time.
And now the WGIL broadcast team of Mike Perry and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Football on Galesburg Radio 14.
Good evening from the Soul Bowl as it's the end of the conference season. The Silver Streaks going up against United Township and a dangerous team in the sense that a long losing streak they are trying to break. They are very hungry right now after having lost 24 straight games. A lot's been made of it, the 14th longest losing streak in ISA football history. Galesburg with two straight wins over the Panthers in the last 2 years, 28-27. 2 years ago right here at the Soul Bowl, and last year 27-12 at Van Dyke Field. They've introduced all the seniors before the crowd here. Galesburg taking the field to get out there and warm up in UT in the orange and white, out to also get warmed up on what's going to be a very chilly night here. The field looks pretty good. It's just cold, and temperature is certainly going to drop even more. The sophomores won an exciting game, 28-22. 10 minutes to go. They were down 22-20. Trevon Diggins at the 7:33 mark scored on a 16-yard touchdown run, and Luke Ryan ran in the two-point conversion to give Galesburg the margin that it would keep the remainder of the game. UT drove late, but got stopped around the 30-yard line, and clock expired, so the Streaks, a couple of wins in a row as they win again, 28-22. 65th meeting between the two schools, Galesburg and East Moline, and Galesburg has not fared well in the all-time series, 19 wins, 38 losses, and 7 ties. Again, Galesburg winners of the last two. Prior to that, UT had dominated, won 14 of the last 15. Kai Killam in his third year here, former UT standout player and head coach. What a way to get started. You win your first game with the program and hasn't won since. 24 straight losses, and they are playing pretty well. Gave Alleman a very good game last week. 6-0 Alleman lead in the second quarter. Yardage, had quite a few yards in game, 176, all but 10 of those on the ground, but Alleman will make you pay, as we saw, by committing a turnover, a couple of turnovers in the game, one interception, one via a fumble, and 6 penalties, and Alleman with 214 yards of offense all coming on the ground. They came away with a 21-0 lead. It was 6-0 at halftime. Alleman a touchdown and a two-point conversion in the third quarter, added a touchdown and an extra point the fourth to account for the final margin, and then beat against Moline, lost the game 41-13, but it was a 6-6 game at the end of the first quarter. UT got on the board first of a 10:59 mark. Devin Miller, a 9-yard touchdown run. And after that, Moline scored, then outscored the Panthers 21-0 through the second and third quarters and outscored them 14-7 in the fourth for a 41-13 win. And again, UT moved the ball well, 199 yards on the ground in that game on 51 rushing attempts and a couple of passing yards. Fumbled the ball 5 times, did not lose any of them, so no turnovers, and did cause Moline to commit a couple of turnovers. But Moline in that game, 427 yards of offense, and you look at the defensive numbers, and that's been a problem this year as the Panthers giving up almost 37 points a game. They are scoring at a little better than 13 a clip. Galesburg coming off a loss to Moline. Moline played very, very well in that game and beat Galesburg 28-13. The Streaks offensively averaging about 21 points per ball game, defensively giving up about 21 a game. And again, we expect Jared Carl to start at quarterback tonight. Most of the last 3 games he's been in there, and hoping to kind of break out in terms of what he can do with the running game. We saw 2 guys last week have very good ball games, Robert Jackson and Caleb Ullman. Ullman back-to-back games with over 100 yards, and Robert Jackson over 100, both with a touchdown, and they are the 2 leading rushers for the Silver Streaks. And then Andrew Steck coming in shotgun situations and threw the big 36-yard touchdown pass at the end of the first half against Moline to get Galesburg within 8 at the half, 14-6. But tonight, again, a game that Galesburg is favored, but UT very hungry. And senior night here, and you just never know. You got to play the ball game. I'm not sure they're as bad as the record would indicate in terms of what they could do on offense. And you don't want to get in a hole and maybe start losing confidence. We thought we saw that a few years ago when UT came to Van Dyke Field winless and came away with a victory in that game, 28-21. So we don't want to think about that tonight. Sophomores win, hoping the varsity can come away and do the same. We'll take a timeout, look at the area matchups, and tell you what's going on in the National League Championship Series. That game two is over, and game one of the American League Championship Series, the Yankees and the LA Angels in the Big Apple. This is Silver Streaks Football, the pregame brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services. Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey getting you back in the game. WGIL Galesburg Radio 14, back with more in a moment.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, attorneys at law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Coming up tomorrow on WGIL Sports Saturday, we'll visit with Knox College volleyball standout Kelly Ricketts and head coach Kim Schrader. Tomorrow morning at 8 on WGIL. Pre-game from the Soul Bowl, Galesburg and UT, the Western Big Six finale for both teams. Both teams 0-4 in the league. Let's tell you what's going on elsewhere in the Big Six tonight. Regional report brought to you by Galesburg Electric, your local Guardian generator dealer. Besides this game, Moline at Browning Field, having won a couple in a row, 2-2 in the league, hosting 6-1 in state-ranked Rock Island, ranked number 4 in Class 6A, 4-0 in the conference. They're trying to sew up back-to-back conference championships. And Rock Island Alamann, good ball game tonight at Quincy. Blue Devils suffering their first loss last week, 6-1, 3-1 in the conference. And Alamann at 5-2, state-ranked in 4A, 3-1 in the Big Six. In the Olympic Conference tonight, Sherrard riding high at 7-0 and state-ranked in 3A, 4-0 in the Olympic, hosting Monmouth Roseville, the Titans at 2-5. Farmington trying to get that fifth win to become playoff eligible. Tough go of it tonight at Macomb. The Bombers at 3-4 and 2-5 Rock Ridge playing at 6-1 Orion. Orion getting beat soundly by Sherrard last week on their home field. They are expected to come out and play well tonight. West Prairie Trail games underway. Abingdon 3-4 hosting 6-1 Princeville. Alwood Rova and North Fulton, both teams trying to get into the playoffs. The Tigers 4-3. The Bulldogs 4-3 and North Fulton at 3-4. They're playing in Oneida. 6-1 Knoxville at 4-3 South Fulton. The Rebels have won 4 out of 5 and 2 in a row. 6-1 United hosting 1-6 Peoria Heights. Bushnell Prairie City Avon with a win over Mendon Unity qualifies for the playoffs yet again. West Central winless against 6-1 Mercer County in Biggsville. 6-1 Lewistown. Big game tonight at home against 6-1 Anawan Weathersfield. 5-2 Stark County trying to qualify for the playoffs. Last year's state runner-up in 1A hosting Elmwood Brimfield. Galva Williams Field playing at Cambridge. Both teams 1-6. West Prairie at 1-6 taking on 3-4. Havana at Havana. And in baseball today, boy, what a way for the Phillies to lose. 2 runs in the 8th inning by the LA Dodgers. The decisive run scoring on a bases-loaded walk, and the Dodgers tie the series, winning that one 2-1. American League Championship Series game number 1, L.A. and New York, underway in New York with no score in the first inning. Come back and talk a little bit more on the pregame coming up in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Hi, this is Jeff and Lori from Kohl's Diamond Gallery.
Some places want to fool you with the illusion of great values, but what they don't tell you is that the quality has suffered dramatically.
Lori and I take a lot of pride in every piece of merchandise in our store. We hand select every diamond, which means you'll never find anything less than the finest quality.
Come and let the Kohl's Diamond Gallery family take care of you. We will make sure you're satisfied with your purchase and guarantee you'll want to visit us again.
Kohl's Diamond Gallery, 54 South Seminary, downtown Galesburg. Forever, start
starts here.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met, Trophy, but I love you. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Bree Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I heart Bree Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Bree Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing, Bree Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I heart Bree Loves.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Back at the Soul Bowl, Galesburg and United Township. Someone's going to come away with a win tonight, and the other team's going to go winless in the Western Big Six. This is it. Galesburg next week traveling to Pekin, a team that comes into tonight's action 1-6. East Moline will have to travel to Rich East in Park Forest. They are 5-2. It'll be a Saturday game next week as the Stars of Rich East will host the Panthers next week. So both teams on the road and trying one more time to get that conference win here tonight at the Soul Bowl. Next up, Jim Lee talks with the Panthers head coach, Kai Killam. And then, well, that'll be followed by Wes Olson, the head coach of the Silver Streaks. The pregame interview is brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. This is Silver Streaks football pregame on WGIL.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Basset Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Having trouble with the old retrieval.
Easy for you. You still run like a pup.
A few years ago, my knees started screaming, so I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for you youngsters. I think you're ready for the adult formula. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
I'm Bill Butts. In the event that something happens to a parent, a person can provide by will that a guardian be appointed for a minor child. There is also a procedure where a standby guardian can be appointed by court order. This can bring peace of mind to know that a guardian can take over the care and support of a child immediately if the parent or current guardian dies or is incapacitated.
What happens if your family suffers from a loved one's unexpected death? Who will take care of your children? Find the guidance at Bill Butts Law Office, 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg.
Hey, Drip, what's happening?
Well, you know.
Morning, Drip.
If you say so.
Man, that Drip is a real drag.
I think it's because of that Drip coffee he drinks. Hey, Drip, try this. It's a new McCafe Mocha from McDonald's.
Okay. Wow, that's
fantastic! Hey, Drip, we're going to a rock and roll show tonight.
Want to come along?
Out of sight!
Don't be a Drip. Try a handcrafted McCafe coffee, starting at just $2.39 at McDonald's. At participating locations, see store for details.
Terry Cavanaugh here from the WGIL Morning News. Listen in Monday morning at 6:50 for your chance to win a $35 Hy-Vee gas card from the Knox County Corn Growers on WGIL.
East Moline head coach Kai Killam joins us now on the Silver Streaks pregame. Coach, as always, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with us. And I would guess that both of our teams tonight really looking and hungry for a victory to pay off after all their hard work. Hasn't yielded many victories this year, huh?
Yeah, you know, you get to the point where, you know, both of our teams have been eliminated from playoff consideration. And so now you're playing for, you know, obviously pride, but then we always talk about seniors wanting to end on a good note, and then the juniors and underclassmen. You know, those kids are coming back, so we still need them to improve from week to week, and, you know, it can still make for some good football.
Have you still got another home game, or is this your senior night?
This will be senior night tonight. We have 14 seniors that will be with us, and then, you know, we go on the road to the suburbs for our last game against Rich East.
Tell us a little bit about your season. Again, still know you're looking for that first win. What's been maybe the game that you felt like you played the best in, competed the best in, and what have you been doing well to get to that point?
Well, you know, the nice thing is we probably offensively played our best game last week against Alleman, and you know, we were able to move the ball more consistently than we've been able to, you know, up to that point. And you wouldn't know that when you don't put any points on the board, but you know, we strung some drives together, and that really helped our defense, and that's been a struggle a little bit for us this year, is that we haven't been able to maintain possession of the ball, so then the other teams run a lot of plays at the defense, and that puts those guys in a bind, and, you know, the stats don't look very good, and a lot of that's on the offense and the special teams.
Yeah, well, of course, we know all about not being able to put any points up against that tough Alleman Pioneer defense, and I guess it's no surprise that they, along with a couple others out of the Western Big Six, are headed to the playoffs, huh?
Yeah, you know, you play good teams week after week, and now kind of with the emergence of Quincy, and you know, Wes has Galesburg going in the right direction too. There's no easy games and no easy wins, and that's something that we are trying to get across to our kids. You know, everybody tries their best on Fridays, but it's the teams that can put the good work in Monday through Thursday that's going to come out on top on Friday night.
You know, Coach, looking down your roster, a couple of the names jump out at me. Chase Pavlonis, quarterback, has been he's a senior. He's been with you for a number of years. And, of course, the big kids, the Singleton kids, are tall, but they're not real heavy. How are those kids getting along for you?
Yeah, you know, the Singletons are kind of an interesting situation, being identical twins, that if they're not standing right next to each other, I can't tell them apart. But last year, Demetrius was out with a torn ACL and that he did in the summer, and rehabbed it and got back for basketball, so we only had Demetri on. And then this year they've switched places, and Demetrius is playing and playing well, but his brother Demetrion tore his ACL in a track meet late spring, so he won't be back for us. So we've, you know, those guys have been around on the varsity team. This is their fourth year, and we've really never been able to put them on the field together, which would have been nice. But, you know, so they're disappointed. I know that they haven't been able to play together, and obviously we'd like to have them both out there. But we have the Demetrius this year, and he's doing a fine job picking up where his brother left off.
Mm. How about the running game? Who can we look for the Panthers in that regard?
Well, you know, we kind of move from a two-back primarily offense to more of a three-back the last couple weeks, and last week we really went to it. Mike Alba's a kid that'll run the ball up the middle really hard. He's not a real big kid, but he's hard-nosed, and we really like to pound him up in the middle. And then Devin Miller kind of had a breakout game for himself last week against Solomon and put up some nice yardage. So, you know, those guys, and then we'll rotate. Gilbert Venegas is a sophomore that'll carry, and he's probably our best blocking back that we have, as well as Seth Davis and Andrew Greer.
Well, and you look at the line of scrimmage, too, and Galesburg has had a size advantage there in most of the games that we've played, at least as far as total weight along that line, and I'm looking at your numbers, and I'm guessing you've got a couple of big boys there, but I'm guessing overall you're probably giving away a little size there again to Galesburg, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so. You know, they look pretty big on film like they always do, and they always have a couple really big kids that, you know, we don't have that too much, but we're pretty solid on defense. Our middle two guys, you know, are around 300, and then the other one goes probably 260, something like that, but they both play fundamentally okay. And then on offense, you know, we're going to pull guys a lot, and we're going to try to get a lot of linemen to the point of attack, so we can't be as big maybe as we'd like to be and still be able to get the mobility there. So we have guys that can do that. We have some kids that will run and keep their feet moving. But, yeah, we don't have too many real big horses that we can just line up and plow forward.
Anybody you think might be getting all-conference consideration for your team, Kai?
Well, you know, I would say Seth Davis is a junior that has kind of bounced around just due to some personnel issues on defense, but he's had some real solid games, kind of an outside linebacker, strong safety position. Then he's played a game at an inside linebacker. He had to move in last week and made a lot of plays there as well. So that, you know, as a kid that probably, you know, would be up for it, as well as Corey Holloway, has been a kind of the anchor of the defensive line, and he's a real solid kid, a senior, and we like to see those kids succeed, you know. So those are probably our two, I would say, leading candidates right now.
Looks like the forecast, we might have a bit of a wet condition out there again for this final Western Big Six game. And while the early part of the season was really nice, I guess we've had to get used to some sloppy tracks here the last few weeks, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where we went so many practices without even having to think about going inside, and then we have to go inside a day or two last week and play in pretty nasty conditions, and it looks like it's going to be the same, you know, this week. But that's something we'll adapt to, and the Galesburg kids will too. It's not a huge deal because it's wet for both teams, not just for one.
Well, and I know from playing years ago that was actually kind of fun to get out there and mud it up a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, as long as you're not the mom doing the laundry after the game, I think the kids, you know, they enjoy slopping around in there, and they can look like all the guys in the old NFL films that they like to watch, and so yeah, it's a good time for us coaches. You know, we're maybe a little more concerned about just trying to stay dry and warm than the kids that are still crazy kids and like to run around and have fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as broadcasters, we're just trying to read the numbers. That's our job. So, okay, Kai.
Yeah,
thanks a lot for a few minutes of your time and for giving us some insights into the Panthers, and we look forward to a good game tonight, and take care.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, Kai Killam, head coach of the United Township East Moline Panthers, our guest here on the Silver Streaks pregame on WGIL.
Galesburg High School football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography at 193 West Main Street in Galesburg. Timeless images for you and your family. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
I am not looking forward to winter. Playing in the snow is fun and all, but last year I had to wear my coat even in the house. Mom and Dad said they were trying to save money by turning the furnace down. Way down. Brr. I sure hope they call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating this year.
High-efficiency furnaces will save you money and qualify for a tax credit. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
I'm Will Stevenson. Need trick-or-treat hours for this coming Halloween across the area? It's easy. Just go to our homepage, WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks pregame continues. Visiting with head coach Wes Olson and coach at the Soul Bowl, a place where picked up a win over the Panthers the last time at this location. And tonight I wondered about if there was pressure. I know this team's lost a lot of ball games in a row, and certainly you guys don't want to be the one that turns those tides around. But talent-wise, you line up certainly stronger than this team does. At the same time, is there pressure on the guys, I guess, coming off maybe some disappointment, and or are they going out there with the thought of maybe trying to bury this team?
Well, you know, I think that for us, the week started off a little slow, and I think there was a little bit of a drag there, a little carryover from, you know, a disappointing loss against Moline, and not so much losing against Moline, because I thought Moline handled us, I mean, pretty well, and we actually made improvements as a team in regards to turning the ball over less and having very few penalties and things of that nature. It's just defensively we kind of had a breakdown a little bit, and you know, I think for us it wasn't so much about getting beat by Moline, but just that these guys had real high hopes of postseason aspirations and those types of things, and it's just been kind of a rough 4 weeks, you know. But at the same time, you got to look at that as an opportunity to fight through adversity, an opportunity to see how tough and how good you are, and that's what we, you know, talked to our guys about this week was, you know, so you fall short of a goal, what, you know, are you going to let that get in the way of still making progress and getting better, and it shouldn't, and you can't, and we talk about how The game, and this game in particular, replicates life, and it's challenging and tough, and that's why I think these young men are going to be better for playing it, because you know they have had to fight through some things and work through some things. And so for us, you know, this week I think was just about getting back on track and getting focused on and making improvements and going out and playing and making improvements on the field. And so I think there's still a lot of room for us to improve in the phases, all three phases, and you know, that's what we want to do.
And you've said it before, and we see it clearly, calling the games. These guys have battled all year. There's not been a single time where I think I've looked and saw a kid, you know, give less than 100%. Sometimes the breaks just don't go your way, and I know mentally that can be challenging to get them back and motivated to go. You've mentioned this week that they obviously are ready to go, and that two guys last week, it hasn't happened in a little while, where a couple guys had 100 yards in a game, Robert Jackson and Caleb Ullman. Ullman especially, the big play ability that he has, I think caught me off guard. We saw a little bit of it earlier in the season, but he's rolled off two in a row of 100 yards or better, and a guy who has some pretty deceiving speed. You've talked about Andrew Stecksworth work ethic. Is this a similar type of guy?
I mean, you know, excuse me, Caleb, just an outstanding kid. And I remember last year at this time was his kind of breakout game. Maybe the first time he had over 100 yards was against UT last year. It was kind of late, but he worked at it and keeps working at it. And he's the type of kid you know is going to do whatever he can with all he has. And he is fast, and he's one of the faster guys on our team. And he's a track guy, and you know, he spent a lot of time doing that in the off season. And it's so nice to see him running well and really doing great things. I was just talking with him the other day about, you know, what his plans, aspirations are, and he's a guy who has high aspirations and doing some very honorable things after school and in the military and maybe special forces and stuff like that. And he's a guy who, you know, I mean, what, you know, couldn't ask for anything better than that type of kid. And so, you know, I'm real anxious for him to run the ball tonight. Certainly he'll get a lot of chances too.
With UT, I know they've shown a few different looks during the season. They've been able to get some yardage. In terms of what they can do despite the record and all that, is there anything in particular they do well that you're really going to have to keep an eye on and maybe stop?
Well, you know, they run the ball well. They run a nice little inside sweep play out of a double wing look, which was really wreaked havoc on Ullman last week. They had a real tough time with that, and they get a lot of bodies to the point of attack, and that's kind of like the idea of that offensive philosophy is to just really put bodies there and move people, and they run a little wedge play. It's almost like kind of like a snowplow, you know. It's just kind of like a little wedge just going. They just move bodies and get bodies there. And so, you know, our guys are defensively have a real challenge ahead of them in regards to stopping those things. They get a lot of, like I said, a lot of bodies, big, strong bodies at the point of attack. And, you know, their line gets off the ball well, and their backs run extremely hard. They're very athletic and have potential that if you miss a tackle here or there, take a bad angle here or there, they could break one. And that's something that, you know, what we work on defensively, week in, week out, is stopping big plays. And we've been pretty fortunate to do that this year, more than what we ever have. And we try to do that by, number one, playing assignment-oriented football and everybody doing their job. Number two, being good tacklers and getting people the ball. Number three, taking good angles to the ball. And so if we can do those three things, we feel like defensively we have a chance to slow people down and to not give up big plays, and that's our goal.
Appreciate your time. Good luck tonight.
Thanks.
Coach Wes Olson, more on the pregame in a moment on WGIL.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with Shelter Insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today at 343-2428.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, Bob O'Connor here for WGIL, reminding you that the third annual Monmouth Blues Festival is Saturday the 24th at the Rivoli Theater in Monmouth. It's a day-long affair with national and regional acts, an open mic jam, and rib dinners by Eddie Burton. Get the link and more information at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
The Dr. Laura Program, weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on WGIL.
Pre-game continues moments away from kickoff from the Soul Bowl as Galesburg getting ready to take on UT. The scouting reports. It is brought to you by Amy Howard, Shelter Insurance Agent for Auto, Life, and Home. Jim Lee talked to defensive coordinator and assistant head coach Sean Hickey. And, Jim, what's the game plan tonight? Obviously, we expect UT to run the ball and run it pretty well.
Yeah, he said that in watching the film that his defense was impressed in looking at United Township, the way their offensive line gets off the ball. He said they're very aggressive off the ball, but he said the thing they consistently noticed was the linemen did not hold their blocks very long. And so he feels like that's been a little problem for UT, and he feels like it's something that the Silver Streaks defense can exploit if they stay with the play, you know, bounce off that initial contact and then get out there and get after it. UT, their biggest boys are on the offensive line. We noticed on defense they don't line up quite as big, but on the offensive line they've got some size up there. And so we've had teams run the ball at us very well here in the Western Big Six season. We've had some series where our defense has been real good, and other times, certainly last week, where the team has marched down the field, especially with a hard-running fullback. We've had some trouble with that. So I think that's the biggest part of the game. He said Chase Pavlonis, quarterback for United Township, obviously an experienced quarterback, a guy that doesn't throw the ball a whole lot, can, but either doesn't get enough time to throw it or receiving core a little thin as well. And so he expects predominant running attack by UT tonight.
Well, the kickoff, that's what's next. UT coming on the field. They'll go through the starters. Galesburg will be next, and we'll give you those lineups and the kickoff next. Galesburg and United Township, final Western Big Six game of the season. It's next on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Kim Commando here, America's beloved digital goddess and host of the nation's largest syndicated weekend radio show. Does your digital lifestyle sound like this? It doesn't have to. Whether you need buying advice or tips on protecting your family online, you have me, Kim Commando, right by your side. On air, online, and offline, I've got your digital back.
The Kim Commando Show, Sundays 9 to 12 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by Jack Crockett, Wells Fargo Advisors, formerly Wachovia. Together we will go far. Tonight, cloudy skies, patchy drizzle, low around 36. Tomorrow, cloudy, high 49, low 30. Sunday, sunny and 58 for the high. Sunday night, clear, low 40. Monday night, clear, high of 63, low 45. And Tuesday and Tuesday night, partly cloudy, high of 64, low 48. Currently, it is 45 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Silver Streaks football on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL is brought to you by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. Pratty Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital right here in Galesburg for 100 years and counting. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks football.
Back at United Township, we're getting ready to go. Let's give you the starting offense for the hosts. United Township Panthers at quarterback and 6'3 senior Chase Pavlonis. Two running backs, Seth Davis, a 5'11 junior, and Raymond Clay, a 5'7 junior. You also hear the name Devin Miller quite a bit, as Kai Killam talked about him, a 5'8 junior. Not a bunch of big guys there. Fullback Mike Alba, a 5'8, 165 senior. Two ends, Demetrius Singleton, 6'3, 205 senior, and Jacob Rowell, who will catch a pass or two, 6'1, 190 senior. Their line, Guards Jay Rieger, 6'2", 220, and Mitch Beck, a 6'2", 220 junior. The tackles, Justin Rieger, 6'2", 230 senior. Darius Brown, a 5'11", 260 junior. And their center, Justin Sondergoff, a 5'7", 270 senior. For the Silver Streaks, on the defensive side, a three-man front, Ryan Rickett, 6'4", 265 senior. Kevin Hurd, second on the team, and tackles, 6'2", 240 junior. And Austin Finley, a 6'2", 260 junior. And then the Streaks at 255. Linebacking core, Tyler Bond, 6 foot senior. Cole Spinks, the leading tackler on this team, with 69, 6'2", 225 junior. Inside linebacker, Shane Clark, 5'10 senior. Bo Merritt, 6'190 senior. And Drexler Blue, a 6'185 senior. The secondary, the two corners, Andy Holloway, a 5'8 junior. Nate Olin, a 6'2 senior. And Aaron Meredith, the free safety, a 5'9 senior. And of course, the Streaks offense, Jared Carl at quarterback, the slot backs, Robert Jackson, and Drexler Blue, fullback Caleb Ullman. The two receiving ends, Nate Olin and Justin Davidson. The offensive line, the tackles, John Donald and Austin Finley. Guards are Daniel Junk and Shane Clark. In the center, Ryan Ricketts. Ricketts, a 6'4", 265 junior, tackle to tackle. The offensive line for the Streaks, 228. And for the Panthers, tackle to tackle offensively, they're big, 240. Defensively, not so big at 216. They average end to end. Galesburg will kick off to UT to start the game. Lucas Miller, the guy to do those honors, and we'll have football underway, let's see, about 7:42, so not too far behind for senior night and all. They introduced a lot of seniors during the pre-entertainment portion when the band came out. Nice big band here. Galesburg, some brave souls traveling here, and ready to freeze tonight a little bit, but hopefully it'll be worth their while.
Looking at the kickoff team, Kelly Hawkinson out there, and he no longer has the cast on. He's got the right wrist taped up, but no longer a cast, and so he's ready to see a few more minutes tonight.
Lucas Miller kicks it away and takes a hop inside the 15-yard line, grabbed around the 7-yard line, and UT trying to get it back, and they will get it across the 20, start around the 25, 26-yard line on their first drive.
Speaking of Kelly Hawkinson, he was the first one down there on the tackle, assisted by Cole Spinks as well as Daniel Junk, and so the Silver Streak special teams doing their job and hopefully able to get a three and out here to start the game. You'd love to see the Silver Streaks get out to a lead. And I don't think you want to get behind a team that's hungry for a win on their senior night, or it could be a long night. So Streaks want to come out here and have a good series on defense.
And they've used, Kai Killam talked about that three-back look, a lot of times a veer look. They use two wings here, the fullback Alba and Pamelonis under center. He's going to give it to the second guy through, and he's going to get hit right around the 30-yard line, maybe across the 30. And the first carry of the game. Clay was the guy who got the football, the 5'7 junior. And he picks up four out to the 30-yard line, and a second down and six coming up.
A couple of guys there for Galesburg on the early tackle, Ryan Ricketts and Tyler Bond up off the bottom of the pile that time for Galesburg. And, you know, we got up here in the press box, and somebody told us, please tell me that those sophomore uniforms aren't the same ones as varsity, because those are the ones that are hard to read the numbers. But thank goodness it's not. The varsity numbers, very easy to read up here tonight.
And Tavian Johnson in it back this time, and they push forward across the 35-yard line. Even more, a first down as they got it all the way out to about the 42.
Yeah, not a real hard run. Johnson just kind of kept moving behind the pile of both teams' players and was able to pick up some yardage before Ryan Ricketts comes back over and knocks him down. And a UT first down.
All the way out to the 42, a pickup of 12, so 16 yards on the first two carries. Trying to find the man on my sheet. Tavian Johnson, 12-yard pickup. So this time they'll go to a wing on the right side. Going to give it to the guy in ground, carrying the football. Mike Alba trying to test the left side. He gets it out across midfield down to the Galesburg 49, about 7-yard pickup on that one.
Yeah, it would have been more if not for Aaron Meredith. He came over from the backside with some good speed and was able to make the solo tackle just across midfield for the Silver Streaks. You know, Mike, we're in the press box, and while it's not toasty up here, it's not bad compared to you look at those cold across the way.
Oh, yeah.
Not much wind tonight, thank goodness, but it's still a cold evening. The sky's cleared off a little, which is nice to see some sunshine late in the afternoon, but that's probably going to make the temperature a little bit cooler yet tonight.
Wing on the right, to got it back on the left. The fullback is Alba. Underneath center is Pavlonis. Going to give it to the first guy through Alba, and he's going to get out about 2 yards to the 47 of Galesburg. Not much there. He may have a first down, however.
Yeah, Alba didn't have much room to run, and then Ricketts and Hurd both wrapped him up.
Well, first down.
It's a miracle to gain a yard when those two big boys grab a hold of you, but he did have the legs moving and at least able to pick up a yard or so for the first down.
So Alba's second carry. And UT's second first down on the drive. Play number 5 coming up on the drive. It started at the 26. So far, they're moving the football.
Hoping to see more of Drexler Blue tonight. He's out there right now on defense. We want to see him out there running wide on some offensive plays, too, this evening.
This is more of that veer wing look that the Wes Olson talked about, real bunched up the line. They're going to pitch it right side, finding his way to the 45, across the 45, down around the 43. Seth Davis' first carry of the ball game. Gets about 4 on that carry, and a 2nd and 6 coming up.
Hey, you know, you look at that tight formation, Mike, and you wonder how they can make any yards at all. I mean, you've got all 22 players on the field bunched up within about 10 yards of each other, but somehow they're able to squeeze out some yardage. Aaron Meredith again with the tackle that time for the Silver Streaks as he wrapped up the carrier by the ankles.
And that was honestly a formation he was a little concerned about. He expected them to use it, but he said they just really move bodies with that tight look, and they're using it again. On the right side, they'll use more of a wing, Mike Alba. And then the fullback's a different guy here in this set. Alba's in motion. They're going to give no one. Pavlonis back to pass. He had a man wide open.
Boy, he sure did.
And he just overshot him. Pavlonis incomplete. Brings up a 3rd down and 6 from about the 42-yard line of Galesburg.
Well, you'd think Pavlonis Sr. would at least for a second take a look downfield before he locks onto the short pass, because he did. He had a guy wide open down the middle and just did not even look at him. So a break for the Silver Streaks there.
So a 3rd down and about 6 near the 43-yard line of Galesburg, right between the 43 and the 42. They'll stick a wing on the left side. Seth Davis, who carried the ball. They have one on the right. Pavlonis is going to pitch to Davis, who's going to try the outside, busts his way across, and has a close to a 1st down. He's out around the 35-yard line. He's got a 1st down. He needed 6. He got 8. 1st and 10. And Davis, 2nd carry of the game, a good one.
All right, well,
3rd 1st down.
Well-designed play, some nice blocking at the point of attack, and he was able to squeak through there, get into the Galesburg secondary, and pick up the 1st down. You know, I look at that formation, Mike. When they come up, it looks like the what you'd do if the quarterback was going to take a knee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how tight it is.
Real tight. Man, they moved some bodies with that thing. It was full student body left, really, with that particular play. So they'll put a back on the left side of the wing. Seth Davis, one on the right in the wing. So a double wing, really, and a fullback. They're going to give it to the fullback trying to get through. Across the 35, and a 2nd burst gets
back
him across
run.
The 30 all the way down to the 26-yard line.
Yeah, he drug Olin.
And then some.
And Blue, both good tacklers for Galesburg. He drug both of those guys an extra 5 yards. Mike Alba, nice run for the Panthers.
9-yard pickup for him. He's got 18 on 3 carries, and they are really moving the football down to the 40, or rather the 26 of Galesburg.
Well, and they ran right up the middle that time, and they've got a big boy at that center spot. He was one of their team captains out there at the coin flip. I called the...
They say a 2nd and 1.
Called the name.
Thought they had the 1st down.
Justin Songaroth at 5'7".
That's their center.
270.
Pavlonis again, the tight formation. He's going to give it around the right side and some running room before brought down around the 20-yard line is Seth Davis. So the 4th 1st down on the drive for United Township. Down to the 20, a gain of 6 for Davis.
Andy Holloway over there on the tackle for the Silver Streaks, with the defense moving backwards. And hoping that the bend but not break scenario here, but so far UT has had an impressive drive to open this first quarter. And by the time they take the next snap, it'll be under the 7-minute mark. So they are chewing up the clock and chewing up the yards.
9 plays for 52 yards so far. 8 of those plays on the ground for yardage. So 1st and 10 from the Galesburg 20, 6:54 to go. UT's had it the whole first quarter. Again, the tight formation of the two wings. Going to pitch it this time left side, spinning around the inside, Mike Alba, and he doesn't get a whole lot. 1 yard gain to the 19 and a 2nd and 9 coming up. Finally, Galesburg gets a pretty quick stop.
I think they actually ended up giving that one to Raymond Clay, Mike, and it's basically the same play they ran for the 1st down there a little bit ago that they got 7 or 8 yards out of. That time, a couple at best.
Well, the clock approaching 6:20 and counting. So the center comes up to the line of scrimmage.
Well, these guys really taking their time.
They sure are.
You know, we saw both Quincy and Moline use some hurry-up offenses in the last couple of games, at least at times, but UT in no hurry at all.
And this time they're going to pitch it right side with the football. It is Seth Davis. He's not going to get very far, about a yard down to the 18-yard line. Tried the pitch on the right side, third and eight coming up.
Now, some good penetration by Shane Clark for Galesburg. Helped the Silver Streaks avoid seeing the Panthers make some big yardage. Clark was able to push the quarterback, Pavlonis, back into the runner. He was trying to get out and throw a block, but Clark was there quickly. And so the runner had to go around the outside of Pavlonis, and then the defense able to pursue a little better there. So Shane Clark gets some credit on that play.
And a whistle and perhaps a timeout. I'm not sure. They just kind of stopped everything. The clock at 5.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Now they say resume the clock, and we're back to going at it. 3rd and 8 from the Galesburg 18-yard line. See if they opt to maybe throw. Fullback in this particular set is the guy Raymond Clay. A couple carries for 5 yards. Davis out there. They're going to give it an end around.
That
it is
Clay.
In the hands of Alba, actually, this time inside the 10 for a first down. It is Clay. They got. That's where I'm getting messed up. They list Alba on the roster as number 21, and they're backwards. So it is Clay who carries for the first down. That's why I'm confused.
Okay.
They have on this starting roster listed Alba at number 21.
Yeah, that would do it.
So that's Clay. He gets it from the 18 down to the 8, a 10-yard gain and another first down.
Well, if we're going to bend but not break, we can't bend much more.
12th play of the drive right now. Pavlonis.
There's Alba.
Hands it straight ahead to Alba, who gets it down inside the 5-yard line. I'd say about the 4, and a gain of 6 on the play.
Well, as Sean Hickey, our defensive coordinator, told us, he was impressed with the way East Moline offensive line gets off the ball. And they have done exactly that here, pushing the Galesburg defense back in this opening drive. And without a stop pretty quickly, the Panthers are going to jump out to the early lead on their senior night here at the Soul Bowl.
So they line up. A man is a fullback in the same set here. We're going to give it to the guy coming around. Nice penetration by
Blue.
Galesburg to bring him down for a loss. Drexler Blue read that well. And it was Raymond Clay. I'm going to switch these numbers before I screw this up again. They are totally backwards from what I had.
Big play by Drexler. We needed that. We hadn't had a hit for a loss for a while, and he was able to knock him back a good 4, maybe 5-yard loss,
yeah,
on that play. And now it's 3rd down and goal. The ball nearly out to the 10.
3rd down, 4-yard loss at the 10-yard line. And this time it's Pavlonis back to pass. He's looking right. Everybody seems to be covered. Still rolling to his right. He's going to take off with the ball, and he is brought down. It's going to be another loss on this play, or maybe back to the line of scrimmage. A UT picking up very slowly, and a 4th down coming up.
Bo Merritt over there to be the first one to get to Pavlonis. The quarterback for the Panthers wanted to be able to turn the corner maybe and get some yardage along the sideline, but Merritt would have none of it. Drove him out of bounds over there by the stick. And so it's going to be 4th down and goal from the 9-yard line, and decision time for East Moline.
1-yard gain it goes as, and a 4th down from the Galesburg 9.
I think we're going to see a field goal try.
Yep, they bring in Ryan Sodeman. He is a 5'8", 140 junior, and it will be right around a 25-yarder when they set it down.
Going to have to hook it a little bit. He's on the right hash mark. We'll see if that affects him at all.
Kick is in the air. It certainly has the distance. It's no good. Wide left. 25-yard field goal attempt. No good for the Panthers. So a 13-play drive ends on the 9-yard line of Galesburg, and the Streaks take over.
Galesburg offense happy to finally get their opportunity, even though their backs are to the wall. But the defense did finally hold, and there was one big play in that drive, and it was Drexler Blue throwing the Panthers for a 6-yard loss after it was 1st and goal at 4. And Blue, with a big, big play, allows Galesburg to hold out. And now we'll see what the Silver Streaks can do as the ball spotted with the nose at the 20-yard line after the missed field goal.
That's the advantage to that. That way you don't get stuck on the 9. And 2 receivers to the right. It is Carl giving to Robert Jackson, bouncing outside. He lost one man, and he burst to speed all the way out to the 35-yard line, a 15-yard gain on the first carry of the game for Robert Jackson.
That's good to see. You know, we expected the Galesburg running attack to have a pretty big night tonight, and that's our first opportunity. I was a little surprised there wasn't a flag. Somebody on the left side of the Galesburg line, I thought got off of the line a little before the ball was snapped, but no flags, so that's good news, and a first down for the Silver Streaks.
Amy Kennedy of Galesburg. If Galesburg scores in the remaining 3 minutes in this quarter, a $10 gift certificate from Hungry Hobo, and Amy's name will go into the final drawing for a party sub at the end of the season. Little offset eye here, and a receiver in the slot on the left side. Carl's going to pitch it to that man on the left. It is Jackson. He barrels a man over at the 41-yard line and picks up 6 and a 2nd and 4 coming up.
Actually, far side. That was Meredith. Aaron Meredith. That's right.
21 yards on 2 carries so far in the Galesburg running attack.
United Township going with at least the pants kind of got that Denver Bronco look to them with the orange stripe that goes a little more narrow as it gets down toward the knee.
I cheated him out of a yard. He got 7 on that nice pitch from Carl to Aaron Meredith. So it's out to the 42-yard line as they come to the line of scrimmage. The Galesburg 42, 2:45 to go first quarter, no score. This time 2 on the right, Meredith in motion. They're going to keep it to Carl, who blows through the line for a first down across the 50 into UT territory, down to the Panthers 46 and a gain of 12.
Well-designed play. Silver Streaks got a lot of the East Moline tacklers thinking the ball was in the hands of fullback Caleb Ullman. Mm-hmm. And then Carl keeps it and turns it up a couple of steps to the left, gets good yardage, and Galesburg in just 3 plays already across midfield.
First and 10 from the Panthers, 46. And they take their time, 2:21 and counting on the clock in the first quarter. UT, a 15-play drive that stalled on a field goal miss, and Galesburg trying to answer back. Receiver wide to the right is Olin. Meredith, who's in motion. This time, Carl is going to keep it himself again off the fake. Nope, it's Olin keeping it. He got it out to about the 35-yard line, crossed the 40. Good fake by Carl. Olin ended up getting it his first carry of the ball game, and he crosses the 40, gets it out around the 38-yard line, a pickup of 8.
Big difference between this week's opponent and last week's, the Moline Maroons. East Moline misses a short field goal. I'll guarantee you Moline won't miss many field goals.
Man, their kicker.
Oh, kid had a leg, and he was very accurate as well. He'll be doing some kicking in college, I'm certain, if he wants to.
So basically second and a long one to the wishbone they go. Out to the UT 37. Second man through has the first down, trying to cut back. Or did he get it? It was Robert Jackson who got the football. He got it to the 36-yard line. He may have enough. Davis, the linebacker, made the stop for United Township. I'm not sure he got it. They're going to take a look at it. From the spot on this side, it looks like about a 1-yard gain. Maybe a touch short. 1:21 to go. First quarter, no score. Galesburg, like UT, moving the football on the ground. The sticks are out there. They are taking a look at it. It is short by very little, by just that much. So a third down and less than a yard.
Number 78, Corey Holloway, a big boy in there for United Township. He's 304 pounds and looks to be, you know, sometimes you think of somebody that big and they're not very mobile, but he seems to be pretty active in there.
And he was one of the guys that Kai Killam mentioned is it would be one of his picks for all conference. So the ball on the 37, third down and less than a yard, and the clock at 1:14 and counting. Full house, backfield, the wishbone. Straight ahead goes Carl. He's got the first down across the 35, down to the 34-yard line, and a pickup of 2 and a new set of downs for the Silver Streaks, their third first down of the drive.
And that was the big guy Holloway we just talked about that ended up making the tackle as he drags Carl down, but he's able to get a yard or two out of it. Shane Clark having the dubious honors of trying to go head up on Holloway over there off of that right guard, right tackle position, if you will. So he'll probably get some help over there too. Of course, Ricketts can slant over there and maybe put a pad on Holloway.
Drexler Blue, the deep back. It's Ullman, the up back. They show an eye, and then they pitch it to Drexler Blue, trying to bust out the outside. He's got a little bit of running room. And stutter steps and burst of energy toward the end zone and comes up a little bit short, down around the 10, maybe even inside the 10 on the far side. He took off. He's back. He is definitely back with that ankle issue that he had been having.
But we have a flag back here. Yep. That's not good.
No, it's back around the line of scrimmage. You're right. Boy, I like to see how he took off, though.
Yeah, I think he lulled him to sleep a little bit there and then just exploded up through there and nearly took it to the house, but probably wouldn't have counted anyway. This flag going to bring this one back.
Line of scrimmage to 34. They're going to get Galesburg apparently on a hold. It is a hold on the streaks. Officially, they make that call. The flag sitting at the 34-yard line. They're going to march it off from the spot of the infraction to 36. First and 13. So they're actually going to give him 7 and knock off 10. So they lose 3 after it all. So it is a first down and 13 from the 37-yard line. Jared keeps it.
Ground.
He just lost the football. He took off with the ball on the left side, lost the football, and UT has it.
Well, and that was a particularly bad fumble. Sometimes it's an exchange or something which you don't like to see, but he just flat out bobbled that out there and goes to the ground, and East Moline quickly on top of it. The Panthers take over. So both teams have moved the ball efficiently in this first quarter, but no points yet.
Turnovers have killed Galesburg this season, and there is another one right there. They came into the game having committed 10 more than the defense had forced, and that's not a good situation to be in. UT with it on their own 35 off of the fumble by Carl. So Galesburg's long drive is gone. There is the back carrying the football for UT. Alba gets the carry and maybe a yard. Gets it to the 36-yard line, a 2nd and 9 coming up on Alba's run.
Bo Merritt, Tyler Bond, Cole Spinks all can claim a part of that tackle for the Silver Streaks. They stiffened up just like they did down near the goal line and kept the Panthers away from any points. And that'll be the final play of the first quarter.
So after one, a long drive by UT, and then Galesburg, an 8-play drive that results in a fumble. And after one quarter, no score. Second quarter coming up. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
Galesburg High School football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at billgaitherphotography.com, and by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at Galesburg. Law.com.
Terry Cavanaugh here from the WGIL Morning News. Listen in Monday morning at 6:50 for your chance to win a $35 Hy-Vee gas card from the Knox County Corn Growers on WGIL.
It's not like you're
all confused on uniform numbers on the roster.
Those are two kind of important numbers,
yeah.
You know.
Mike Alba and Raymond Clay. I had 21 and 22. It's the other way around, and just finally got it fixed on the sheet. UT with the ball, 2nd down and 9. Make it 8.
A little October surprise for you from Coach Kai Killam.
Yeah, it was. Thanks a lot. So UT with the ball. Same look in the backfield. Going to pitch it on the left side. Devin Miller getting his first carry, and he's going to get a first down out of it across the 45-yard line, down around midfield. Nice carry for UT, and they have 7 first downs already in this ball game.
Yeah, and Miller just did a nice job following student body left that time. Coach Kai Killam told us on the pregame it was kind of a breakout week last week for Devin Miller. Had his best game of the season, and trying to add on to that, the 193-pound junior. He doesn't look that big to me.
Don't look that big at all.
I got the binoculars on him. He doesn't look like 193, but he ran well.
Actually ended up with 10, the spot behind the 50-yard line. In fact, it's the 46 of UT. But still a first down. Three backs in the backfield. They're going to pitch it to the right side with the football now. It's Venegas, his first carry of the game. He gets short of the 50, driven out around the 49-yard line for a three-yard pickup. A second and seven. Meredith making the stop for the Streaks.
It's at least three tackles already tonight for Aaron Meredith. He's been very active.
81 yards on the ground for UT, and one, two, three, four, five, seven different guys have carried the football. Fourth play of this drive coming up that started on the UT 35 off of a Galesburg fumble. And they are at the right around the 49-yard line. It's the UT 49. Second down and seven coming up. Venegas, the wing back on the left. The fullback, Alba. They're going to fake the give and go straight up the gut with the fullback who gets into Galesburg territory. Alba, the ball carrier, and he gets it to the Galesburg 46. The gain of five and a third and two coming up.
Spinks and Meredith in there on the tackle again for Galesburg. The defense spending a lot of time on the field in this first half after that long first drive, but still no score. And, you know, we said United Township looks at this game as the one left on their schedule that they've have got a shot to win. We feel like Galesburg's got the better personnel overall, but United Township may be playing with a little more inspiration here on their senior night on their home field.
Alba the fullback. The wing on the right is Devin Miller. And they have Venegas on the left. They're going to pitch it to Miller and look for some blocking. He skids through two blockers, skids through another, and he's down around the 40 and another. UT first down at the 40-yard line, a six-yard pickup for Miller.
When you say he skids through, that was a good description because, oh, now we've got a late flag. We're going to have a personal foul against somebody, I would guess, because this one was way after the play was over and the official threw it straight up in the air. But for the Panthers, yeah, that time it wasn't a power run at all. He was kind of running sideways and just feeling his way through and knifed his way through the Streaks. This penalty going to go against who?
It's unsportsmanlike on UT. Wow. So they get the first down on the run out to the 40, and now they're going to mark it back. Well, so they're going to walk backwards.
If I'm Coach Kai Killam, whoever did that one, I am yanking them off the field and having a discussion. What a drive killer that can be after you're moving the ball well and then give up 15 yards on it. Somebody just said something, a really dumb penalty for the Panthers well after the play.
It's going to go all the way back to the UT 45-yard line. 10:24 and counting in the first half and still no score. UT with 92 yards on the ground on 19 carries. They've moved the ball. So a long way to go here. On a first down, first and 25. Wings on the left and right. Galesburg jumping, and who jumped first? A lot of guys moving.
Yeah. Drexler on the right side moved, but he didn't ever cross the line of scrimmage that I could see. But then the left side of the Streaks line also got a little jumpy,
offside.
And somebody crossed that neutral zone.
So second penalty on the Streaks. This one will go for five offside, so now it's only a first down and 20 from midfield.
Well, these two teams haven't both gone 0-4 in conference play by not making mistakes. They've both made plenty of them to get to the point they are.
Actually, they marked the yardage off. They're listing at first and five on the board from midfield. So still first down. They're going to give it to the second man through. Venegas on the right side trying to find some room. He has some room across the 40. Stutter step. One guy misses. He dives, tries to reach the 25, and he gets there. 25-yard gain by Venegas and another first down. They are just beating Galesburg to the corners.
Yeah, and, you know, the runners for the Panthers are running hard. I don't know that I'm particularly that impressed with any of them, but they all just do a good job of following their blockers. They don't try and create too much on their own. And then he was able to get the sideline, get a nice gain out of that before Cole Spinks came over and finally forced him out of bounds all the way down to the 25.
So they have been in Galesburg territory a lot. They got it all the way down to the 4 on their first drive. Their second drive already, the 7th play of it, a 15-play first drive. They are accumulating a lot of yards. Galesburg showing blitz out of two of the linebackers. Here comes a flag, and maybe they got UT to jump.
I don't know. I think we may have jumped again. Yep.
Sure did. Offsides for the second time in the last three plays, and Galesburg's third penalty of the game, and not playing very disciplined right now. First and five coming up from the Streaks 20.
I don't know. That's just jumpiness on Gelsberg's part, or whether quarterback Chase Pavlonis has got a cadence that's getting the streaks to want to move a little early there.
So they're going to have it when they come to the line on the streaks 20.
Their center is squatty, isn't he?
Very much so. 5'7", 270.
Wow. He's a perfect build for a center.
Alba out there. Devin Miller at the right wing position, and Venegas, who had the big run. Ooh, they tried to go to Alba, and that was well read by Galesburg. He's going to be dropped for a loss of one, maybe two, as he was driven backwards.
And a bad exchange that time. Took a while just to get the handoff executed, and the quarterback actually able to run out ahead of his running back. And it tells you the running back didn't have much of a head of steam. Good
Daniel
pursuit
Jump
by the,
gets the tackle.
Yeah, left side of the Galesburg defensive line. And
lost three. It's going to be a second and eight from the Galesburg 23.
Well, they stalled out once deep in our territory.
Sure.
Let's hope they do it again.
Clock down to 8:38. No score, second quarter of play. Both teams have had chances. Galesburg on a fumble, UT on a missed field goal. And this time the official blows it dead, and I believe he wants timeout. We'll thank the folks at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan. Just off the square in downtown Galesburg, just arrived the 2010 Nissan Rogue, a sporty SUV. It gets 27 miles per gallon highway and over 400 miles on a tank of gas. Can't beat that. The Rogue was Consumer Digest Best Buy for 2009. The prices start at $21,000. You can take advantage of a $750 rebate plus 3.9% financing for 60 months. Over 30 2010 Nissans due in soon. If you they don't have what you want, they will get it there within 48 hours. A beautiful ride. We like to call it the company car. We enjoy driving it. It's beautiful silver Rogue, and we love getting it.
It's our home away from home.
That's right. Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg. UT back to the line. The two wings going to give it to the second man trying to get outside. It's Harris, and he is wrapped up quickly.
Meredith
Devin
again.
Miller. Meredith having a whale of a defensive game so far, as it looked like Devin Miller was going to get something outside there, and Meredith just came flying in from his free safety position and made that stop. So it is a gain of about one. Third and seven, maybe a long six coming up here.
Yeah, good lateral speed shown that time by Meredith, and then he got some help on the back end of the play from Drexler Blue to finally finish off the tackle. So the streaks now just maybe a couple of downs away from stopping this drive on third and six.
Line of scrimmage is set to 21. Third down and six. And again, they'll bunch it up. The guy who just ran it, Miller, in the right wing position. Pamelone is under center. Alba the fullback, and another flag. Maybe too much time.
Yep, where that flag is at, way in the defensive secondary, you got too much time.
That's So they'll march it back five, and UT hurting themselves. Back to the 26-yard line, and a third and 13 coming up.
So as much as the Panthers don't like to think about it, they may have to look at trying to put this thing in the air.
Two penalties for 20 yards now. Third and 11 from the 26. Well, that helps Galesburg a little bit. Ninth play of the drive. It's taken a while. You mentioned that fast first quarter, and that's what happens. Alba again, the fullback. Pavlonis under center. He's going to pitch it, trying to get to the right side. Venegas skipping through traffic. He's cut down quickly, shy of the 20-yard line.
Kevin Hurd on the tackle for Galesburg.
Hurd there, the second leading tackler on the Silver Streaks team. He gets it to the 23, a gain of three and a fourth, and about eight coming up. Venegas, the ball carrier, had a big 25-yard gain, but that one not much. 108 yards on the ground for the UT Panthers. And I'm guessing they're going for it here. The 10th play of a drive that started on their own 35. Fourth down. And they'll say seven.
So they might want to run Demetrius Singleton off that end. He's a big target at 6'3", a good athlete. I would think you'd want to get him the ball in a short yardage situation.
Avalon is going to roll back to throw it. He is going for Singleton, and Singleton overshot. Is there a flag? No. UT wanted a flag. Singleton wanted a flag. It goes over his head. Well defended, at least good enough to make an incomplete pass and give the ball back to Galesburg on downs.
Well, now we've got
22, and what now?
Now we've got a flag, but I think you're going to probably have another unsportsmanlike against United Township.
We'll take that, move that ball out. So they've run 25 plays in this game. Galesburg, 8. Hopefully that's not on the streaks. That's why I'm holding my breath.
Now it looks like both of the units have changed.
It is on Sportsmanlike, and it is on UT. You're exactly right. That's their second of the game so far. That's up to 35 yards in penalties.
That's their second unsportsmanlike conduct in this possession.
So Galesburg's going to get it out around the 37 to start this drive.
Oh, okay.
What, are they on the sideline?
Sideline warning.
That was close to the other one. All right, so they're not going to get it out as well as we'd hope. We do get the ball back. They do get it back on downs. Line of scrimmage to 22. They were warned. And Galesburg football. Carl under center. Quick out pass right away. A man wide open. Looks like it is
Meredith.
Meredith making the catch across the 40-yard line down to the 41. Quick play. A quick strike for about 19 yards. First pass completion of the season by Carl. Nice look. Meredith was wide open on the right side, and he just quick shot out there, and he got it. So a 19-yard pass play, first and 10 for the Streaks. That was their fifth first down of the half, and they're out to the 41. And one, two receivers to the right, one in the slot, one to the left. Carl running with the football, trying to spin away from one man out to the 45-yard line, and that's as far as he'll get before he is driven out of bounds, a gain of four.
For United Township, number 23, Josh Neal, got a hold of Carl's jersey and was not going to let him go. Finally drove him over towards the sideline. You know, the crowd here not real big tonight. Obviously, you've got the cold conditions, but also just as general interest football, you're looking at a big crowd, I'm sure, tonight. Moline and Rock Island, the two rivals getting together again over at Browning Field in Moline. Be interesting to see from what we saw the Maroons last week.
They look good.
They might be able to give the Rocks a pretty good go tonight.
Galesburg spreading it out on the left side. Carl with the football. He may just very well keep it. He has a block. Cross the 50. 45. Wow. Here he goes. 40. 35. 30. One man to beat. Out of bounds by Venegas. Inside the 25. Down to a 23-yard line of UT. A 32-yard gain.
Well, a big gaping hole there for Carl to run through the United Township defense. Gave it up big time on that play, and Carl took advantage of it. Nobody even touched him until he got pushed out of bounds over at the 23, and one of the East Moline players slow to come off the field.
Well, we were waiting for a big play. There it is, the sixth first down, four of the streaks. A UT player slow to get up. He is getting up now. It's Singleton, one of their bigger guys. Demetrius Singleton, 6'3", 205 senior. You know him from basketball. He's walking it off and not happy either.
Yeah, those twins are 3-4 athletes, and his brother Demetrion hurt his knee in track. That's for basketball this upcoming season.
They'll show an offset eye, two to the left, one to the right. Drexler Blue, the deep back. He gets the football, goes straight ahead to the 20-yard line, and that's about all he gets. Three-yard pickup, second and seven coming up on the carry by Blue. He tests to the middle. Ball on the UT 20. The Hungry Hobo participant, Katrina Briggs of Galesburg. If the streak score a touchdown in the quarter, Katrina Briggs, a $10 gift certificate from Hungry Hobo, and her name will be entered into the final drawing for a party sub at the end of the football season. Blue's second carry of the game. He's got 10 yards. And Galesburg 83 on the ground as they go for play number four of this drive at the UT. 25-27 to go first half. One wide to the right, that's Nate Olin. Man in motion is Meredith. He's going to get the pitch. Looking for a block. He's got Hurd in front of him. And he just smacks right into a guy down to about the 18-yard line. I thought he was going to cut back, and he just ran right into it.
Yeah, I think the guy smacked into him more than anything.
You're
Jay
right.
Rager comes up. His 220-pounder just erased Aaron Meredith
just
after
a yard.
It looked like Meredith was going to have some big yardage, and Rager came over and put the hammer to him.
So just one after all that. Third down and six from the UT 19-yard line. 4:52 and counting in the first half. No score. Galesburg back to the line. Jared Carl coming off a 32-yard pickup. He's got 52 yards on the ground. Single setback here. Two to the left, one in the slot on the left side. Jackson, the man in the slot. They're going to run the option. Carl's going to keep it himself. Put it down. He splits through one man inside the 10-yard line. He has the first down. All the way down to the 7, a gain of 12 and a first down and goal.
Probably a touchdown-saving tackle by Ryan Sodeman, number one for United Township, able to take Carl's legs out inside the. That's been the one thing that's been effective for the Streaks consistently here in the few possessions they've had in the first half. The running, of quarterback Jared Carl, and looks like it's caught United Township a little off guard.
Well, he's using a little different formation, almost a spread look. He's really spreading it out, overloading the left side on that play. Galesburg wanting a timeout. And Carl's got some running room, and he pitched it on the one possession. Got a 16-yard gain out of a pitch. He ran it. He's had two big running plays, 32 yards and now 12. He's got 64 of the streak's 96 on the ground. They call a timeout to talk about it. We'll hang on to it here with 4:10 to go in the first half. It is Galesburg on the UT's 7-yard line and a first down, and seven first downs in the first half for Galesburg. UT's moved the ball well. They have 108 yards on the ground. Galesburg with 96 and 19 through the air, so very even.
If I heard correctly, I think I heard Moline is leading Rock Island.
I'll tell you what, after the way they played last week, I wouldn't be that shocked. I was really impressed with them. Galesburg did not play that bad. They just really limited what the Streaks could do offensively. And they ran the ball well, and Wismer at the quarterback, big kid, to be able to run through a spread offense. It's kind of what we're doing here with Carl. See Jackson in the backfield, also out there, Ullman. And Drexler Blue, they go to the wishbone. Carl under center, 4:10 to go in the half. Galesburg trying for a score. They're on the 7. They are going to give it to Robert Jackson. He nibbles through a little traffic down to the 5, closer to the goal line. He is in! Robert Jackson scores from 7 yards out. Kept the feet moving, and at the 4:04 mark of the first half, the Streaks on the board, leading 6-0.
Jackson very determined on that run. Didn't look like he was going to have that much room when he got it, but a nice spin move, and then he powered ahead for the touchdown. So Robert Jackson, who is, we still say clearly the biggest threat coming out of the Silver Streaks backfield as far as big yardage, gets some of the hard yardage there in tight to the goal line, and the Streaks put up the first points of the night.
Lucas Miller on for the extra point. He has knocked down several this season, 14 out of 17. He is hit on the kick. Here comes the flag. The kick is good. I imagine they will issue that penalty on the kick. He got drilled. He's fine, I guess. I don't know. He's slow to get up. He looks okay. Extra point is good. Galesburg leads. 4:04 to go first half. Hungry Hobo winner, Katrina Briggs of Galesburg, a $10 gift certificate. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
I'm WGIL News Director Will Stevenson. News tips, story ideas, comments, questions, we welcome them all. Email us anytime, news@WGIL.com.
A 7-play, 78-yard drive capped off by Robert Jackson's 7-yard touchdown run, and the Streaks at the 4:04 mark of the second quarter lead UT 7-0. Ready to kick it away is Miller when the Streaks get out on the field. I'm hoping he's all right. There will be a penalty assessed on the kick as they undercut his legs, and the flag was thrown right after the kick. UT with 25 plays run on offense, Galesburg 15, and UT will get its third possession here momentarily. And kick it from the 40. And Lucas Miller's got the leg to put it in the end zone and then some. He is ready to go. They blow the whistle. And here we go. Kick is in the air. It is taken at the 11 and fumbled for just a moment by Devin Miller. Now he's going to go straight ahead out to the 30, down to the 31-yard line is where UT will begin its third drive of the game.
Well, the Panthers will have to get some big plays, you would think, here with just under 4 minutes left in the first half if they want to get some points on the board. They'll be going away from the scoreboard. You know, we do like one thing about Quincy's field. They've got that scoreboard on the opposing above the bleachers on the opposite side of the press box. And I mean, not only is it easy for the broadcasters, which, of course, is the most important thing, but
for the
football players, it doesn't give either team an advantage when you're in a situation like this.
Alba, the fullback, they're going to pitch it left side to the other guy that was Raymond Clay. who I thought was the fullback earlier. He gets the carry on the left side. Line of scrimmage was the 31. He gets it out to the 34-yard line. A gain of just 3 and a second and 7 from the UT 34. Merritt, at the linebacker position, makes the stop for Galesburg.
My guess is when we go up to Ridgewood next year for that return trip to the Chicago suburbs, got a brand new facility.
That's true.
And I'm guessing they've got scoreboards on both ends. That district has some money up
there. They may have a dome.
Yeah.
And around this time, Venegas with the football. Slips through traffic. Gets a pretty good run out of that down around the 40-yard line for a pickup of 6. It'll be a third and short coming up for the Panthers. Venegas, 4 carries for 37 yards.
Yeah, I'm hoping we get to keep that game on the schedule and don't get switched off to Lockport or something.
Oh, my. Yeah, and they're usually pretty good anyway. Formerly of the Sika West, I don't know if that's still what they're playing in. Quickly to the line, UT comes with 2:51 and counting, down 7-0. Galesburg, a Robert Jackson touchdown run. Man on the right wing, Raymond.
Ball on the ground.
Had some trouble with the football. He got it back, and a big loss as Galesburg wraps him up. And coming out of that pile, excited, Kevin Hurd. Also in on the stop for Galesburg, Bo Merritt. So a loss on the play of about 5 yards. Well, let's see where they put it. It may not be that bad. They throw the piece down. Stop the clock at 2:23 in the first half. Galesburg a 7-0 lead. And they put the football back on the 43. So a 3-yard loss and a 4th and 4 coming up.
Well, so now this necessitates that the Panthers have to give the ball up with 2:23.
Right.
They only had the ball for a minute and a half.
Wasn't very long.
So an opportunity maybe for the Streaks to
add to it,
depending on whether they can get a punt block or a punt return, get some sort of field position here. And we've got another timeout on the field.
Timeout on the field. We'll go ahead and take it as well. 2:23 to go. First half. Galesburg will get the ball momentarily. 7-0 Streaks. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Olin and Jackson back to receive the punt from United Township. Real well. Olin bounces off one man of 30. Now he's going to try and go all the way across the field. Across the 40, 45 near midfield. Short of midfield, he's driven out of bounds. So Olin, a nice run back on the punt from Rowell, a pretty short punt. And Galesburg, pretty good position to start their third possession of the game, and they have 2:09 on the clock to try and add to their lead. Midfield position, in fact. Cross the 45 down to the 47. They'll begin on their own 47.
Yeah, Olin, good balance that time. Got a shot to the shoulder when he initially caught the ball, and then trying to make something happen with the time. Down a couple of minutes. First half, as you said, 2:09 now to go, and the Streaks looking right towards the clock, working toward that end zone, which I'm trying to get my direction straight up here. That'd be south?
I think so. Olin, the receiver, wide to the left. He'll send a man in motion, and they're going to do an end around.
Jackson.
And Jackson with it, and has a blocker, Finley, in front of him. Across the 45, 30-yard line, he goes all the way, well, not quite to the 30, got it to the 32. Gain of 21. Robert Jackson now picking up some yards. 44 in the game on 4 carries.
Pretty good for Finley to get his 260-pound frame all the way down there. And Jackson, big hole to run through that time. If we get one more of those, we may find Jackson or whoever in the end zone again.
31-yard line, 1:50 to go, and Galesburg threatening in UT territory. Big run by Jackson on the end around. This time Carl's going to give it to Olman, who gets it about the 25, maybe even the 24. We'll call it a gain of 8 and a 2nd and 2 coming up. Olman, just a couple of carries, both for 8 yards.
Well, if he can get another 10 yards, I think a legitimate shot at a field goal attempt, if nothing else.
Nose of the football across the 25 to the 24 of UT. A 2nd down and 2 coming up. Galesburg moving the ball very well now. Offset eye, 2 receivers to the right. Carl is going to give it to Ullman, the fullback. Second burst gets the first down across the 20, down around the 19. So a five-yard pickup and another set of downs for the Silver Streaks.
And they stop the clock at 109 to move the chains. We're running the ball pretty well. You wonder if we might see a
play action or something come out of that.
Either that or an appearance by Andrew Steck, right. Although it's not a desperate situation like it was at the end of the half last week. But if you need to throw, he's available.
Clock under a minute. Jackson in motion. He's going to get the pitch on the right side. One guy breaks through loose and brings him down. What a play by that guy from UT. Back to a 22, a loss of three.
Pick number 79, Jay Rager again.
That was a big play.
Seen him jam up several things on that side. And now Galesburg will take a timeout.
Timeout on the field. Galesburg in a second down and about 13 situation. Ball on the UT 22-yard line. Jackson, a loss of three. We'll take the timeout. Streak seven. UT nothing. 45 seconds to go first half. We're back in a moment. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
Hi, this is Jeff and Lori from Kohl's Diamond Gallery.
Some places want to fool you with the illusion of great values, but what they don't tell you is that the quality has suffered dramatically.
Lori and I take a lot of pride in every piece of merchandise in our store. We hand select every diamond, which means you'll never find anything less than the finest quality.
Come and let the Kohl's Diamond Gallery family take care of you. We will make sure you're satisfied with your purchase and guarantee you'll want to visit us again.
Kohl's Diamond Gallery, 54 South Seminary, downtown Galesburg. Forever starts here.
Terry Cavanaugh here from the WGIL Morning News. Listen in Monday morning at 6:50 for your chance to win a $35 Hy-Vee gas card from the Knox County Corn Growers on WGIL.
Silver Streaks back to the line. 46 seconds. I said 45 earlier. In the first half, receiver wide left, they have one to the right. And Carl's going to fake, throw, man wide open, stutter step, shooting for the 5-yard line, inside the 5, and losing the ball. Is it a fumble? Galesburg may have fallen on the ball. Drexler Blue, I believe, was the man who caught it inside the 5, fumbled the football. Galesburg has UT has the ball. Oh, my.
How many chances we had at that ball. There were three Silver Streaks all over there. The big guys came over to pounce on it. It laid on the grass for a second or two, and I would have thought one of those guys would have come away with that, but somehow, as a football is prone to do, being an odd shape, it was able to squirt out of there, and the United Township Panthers dodge a major bullet, getting the fumble recovery there and denying the Streaks for the second score with 31 seconds left in the half.
Wow, all the way down to the 3-yard line. First down and 10 for UT. And I think it was Blue who made the catch and somehow lost the ball, and you don't get replay in this this business here. That is unfortunate. 3-yard line for UT, so a score is averted on the second turnover of the first half, both fumbles by the Streaks. 7-0, Galesburg, the score remains. I knew this was the place that had the wicked chair. Pitch on the left side, they give it to Devin Miller, who tries that side across the 10-yard line. That's about it. So he's going to get about 7 in a second and 3 coming up.
Boy, he really got popped by Cole Spinks.
He's not very big, but he's quick. No doubt about it.
Yeah, he had a little momentum, but Cole came up and almost went airborne with a dead square-on hit, and Spinks made his presence felt there. We've got to think Cole, pretty good shot at being all-conference this year.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Just a junior, but a real wrecking crew at linebacker in many of our games.
Galesburg unable to get the extra score, and that's the end of the first half on the 7-yard run. After two quarters of football and two turnovers, Galesburg leads it 7-0. The halftime report brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services. Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey getting you back in the game. 7-0 Streaks. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
Galesburg High School football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography at 193 West Main Street in Galesburg. Timeless images for you and your family. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at GalesburgCars.com.
I'm sure you've noticed how often irritability accompanies neck pain, how a pain in the neck actually makes you become a pain in the neck to those around you. Well, don't let it get to you. The next time you experience neck pain, don't wait until you fly off the handle to do something about it. Call Dr. Jeffrey Hayden at 344-4988 before the grouch in you comes out. As a doctor of chiropractic, Dr. Hayden can perform a simple, painless adjustment on your spine that can have you feeling better in no time. Chances are you have allowed neck pain to ruin your pleasant disposition in the past. In the future, call Dr. Jeffrey Hayden at the first sign of irritability and get your good nature back naturally. Avoid being a pain in the neck by bringing your pain in the neck to Dr. Jeffrey Hayden at 1174 North Seminary Street on the corner of Seminary and Fremont in Galesburg. For a free spinal screening to determine if chiropractic can help you, call the Hayden Chiropractic Center today. Remember, there's no substitute for feeling the absolute best.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by Jack Crockett, Wells Fargo Advisors, formerly Wachovia. Together we will go far. Tonight, cloudy skies, patchy drizzle, low around 36. Tomorrow, cloudy, high 49, low 30. Sunday, sunny and 58 for the high. Sunday night, clear, low 40. Monday and Monday night, clear, high of 63, low 45. And Tuesday and Tuesday night, partly cloudy, high of 64, low 48. Currently, it is 45 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks football continues with a Galesburg Orthopedic Services Halftime Report. Brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey. Getting you back into the game. The station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks football. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at the Soul Bowl, it is Galesburg with a 7-0 lead over the Panthers in the first half. A golden opportunity fumbled away near the goal line of UT on the Streaks' last play of the second quarter. A pass reception for 19 yards and a fumble, the second of the game by the Streaks. Fortunately for Galesburg, not enough time to do any damage by UT, and the half ends after a 7-yard pickup on the ground by the Panthers, and Galesburg will get the ball back to begin the second half. And both teams on numerous opportunities in this first half. United Township got the football to start the game on their own 26, 15-play drive. They got as close as the Galesburg 4. Big play defensively by Drexler Blue set them back. They wind up on the 15, attempting a 25-yard field goal. They missed it. Galesburg got the football back. They ran 8 plays, started at the 20-yard line. And 8th play of that drive, Jared Carl takes off for a run. He got 2 yards, fumbled the football away. UT got it back. UT then runs 10 plays. They give the ball back to Galesburg on downs. Galesburg's second possession, they on the 22-yard line. The 6th play of that drive, Robert Jackson found Peter. They are going to give it to Robert Jackson. He nibbles through a little traffic down to the 5, closer to the goal line. He is in! Robert Jackson scores from 7 yards out. Kept the feet moving, and at the 4:04 mark of the first half, the Streaks on the board, leading 6-0. Lucas Miller's extra point successful, and 7-0 the score at that point. And Galesburg would get one more possession after UT on its third possession, but started at the 31, went 3 and out on a punt. Galesburg got the ball back, started on their own 47, and moved the ball very well. And then on the, fifth play of the drive, a nice quick pass play. Went all the way down to the 3-yard line for its 19-yard pickup. The line of scrimmage at that point, the 22, a fumble. UT gets it back. They run one play with Devin Miller for a 7-yard gain, and there we are at the half. 7-0 our score. Just one score. It came again in the second quarter at the 4:04 mark. We'll come back with more on the halftime, an update on the American League Championship Series. Talk a little bit about that and what happened to the NLCS game number 2 as the band performs for the crowd here at the very chilly Soul Bowl. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Galesburg High School Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com, and by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
You know how great it is to have a really good friend? Someone who has stood by you during the good times as well as the bad? That's the kind of friend you will find with your local Pekin Insurance Agency. Craddy Insurance in Galesburg will help you with all your insurance needs. We are are right here close to home and will settle claims as quickly and fairly as possible. When you buy that new car, build the home of your dreams, or have a new baby, call Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin insurance agency, a friend you can depend on.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox & Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
I'm Will Stevenson. Need trick-or-treat hours for this coming Halloween across the area? It's easy. Just go to our homepage, WGIL.com.
Back at the Soul Bowl, halftime, Galesburg, a 7-0 lead on Robert Jackson's 7-yard touchdown. Other Big Six games. Early on, we heard Moline was leading Rock Island at Browning Field. Of course, again, early in the game, don't have a current score. The Maroons were leading the Rocks, trying to win their second straight Western Big Six championship. Coming in 6-1 overall, rated number 4 in Class 6A, 4-0 in the Big Six. Moline having won two straight, 2-5 overall, 2-2 in the league. Rock Island Alleman, good game at Quincy tonight. Quincy at 6-1 in the playoffs for just the fourth time in school history. 3-1 in the Big Six. Alleman certainly headed to the playoffs. 5-2, 3-1 in the Big Six after losing to Rock Island, their only loss in conference play. The regional report brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all of your insurance needs. In the Olympic tonight, also 7:30 starts. Monmouth-Roseville at home against state-ranked 3A Sherrard. The Tigers 7-0, 4-0 in the Olympic. Farmington 4-3, trying to get a win at Macomb. The Bombers 3-4. Rock Ridge playing at 6-1. Orion. West Prairie Trail, Abingdon hosting Princeville. Alwood Roba in Oneida playing North Fulton. Knoxville at South Fulton. United at home against Peoria Heights. Bushnell Prairie City Avon home to winless Mendon Unity. West Central 0-7 hosting 6-1 Mercer County. 6-1 Lewistown at home against 6-1 Anawan Weathersfield. Stark County at 5-2, hosting 1-6 Elmwood. Galva Williams Field in Henry County against 1-6 Cambridge. West Prairie at 1-6 at 3-4. Havana, of course, tomorrow. Big ball game for the Fighting Scots of Monmouth College, 6-0 overall. Ranked in two different publications, D3Football.com and another. 5-0 in the Midwest Conference, taking on Ripon in Wisconsin. Ripon at 5-1, 5-0 in league play. Scots have won 17 straight conference games. Ripon's won 8 in a row, and Monmouth's last loss, incidentally, in Midwest Conference play came against Ripon. And last year, Ripon gave Monmouth a game. Monmouth pulled out a victory 38-35 by scoring 14 points in the final 5.5 minutes of that game at April Zorin Memorial Stadium to win the game. D3Football.com, number 11, number 12 by AFCA. And Ripon is the leading team in rushing in the Midwest Conference, a little over 262 per ball game. And they score at 27.2 a game. Monmouth at about 51 points a game. They do very little wrong. They also lead the nation with a turnover margin of 3.17. That's always nice to have a 3-0 margin in that department. So they go at 1. Knox College, good chance to get a win tomorrow at Lawrence University. Neither team has won in the conference. Knox numbers a little better than the Vikings. And Knox coming off a 27-12 loss against Grinnell. Monmouth coming off the big win over St. Norbert College. Also tomorrow we'll have it on WGIL starting at 5:30. Fighting Illini at Indiana. Hoosiers 3-3, they're winless 0-2 in the Big Ten. Illinois, of course, 0-3 in the Big Ten, 1-4 overall. And the Hawkeyes, best start in 24 years, 6-0. They'll get a test tomorrow at Wisconsin. The Badgers 5-1 coming off a lopsided loss to Ohio State. And, boy, you got to go back to last season. Iowa's won 10 in a row, and that's an 11 o'clock ball game. Here it is 7-0, Galesburg. With the lead over United Township, we'll take a look at the statistics. A lot of yards in this first half, most on the ground, as you might suspect, as we expected, and we'll do that next. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Did you know for $12 a month you can have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
The excitement of high school sports really takes me back.
Our team at Bates is proud to support the Silver Streaks for another winning season.
Hey, I think that guy just hit another home run.
Isn't it time for your nap?
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at the Sobel, 7-0 Galesburg. First half promised American League Championship Series in NLCS scores. Game one of the ALCS in New York. Yankees leading in the fifth inning 2-1. They scored in the first on an A-Rod sacrifice fly. Hideki Matsui reached on an infield single in the first and scored Johnny Damon. And then Kendry Morales of the Angels singled to left, and that scored Vladimir Guerrero. So 2-1. The Yankees with seven hits in the game. The Angels with four. Yankees going with CeCe Sabathia. The Angels with innings eater John Lackey. In the other game, boy, what a way to lose. Philadelphia up to 1-0 playing the Dodgers. Got a home run from Ryan Howard early in the ball game, and that's all they would get. L.A. scored two runs in the eighth inning, got the winning run on a bases-loaded walk, and they tied that series at one apiece, best of seven, with a 2-1 victory today. Let's take a look at the statistics. Brought to you by attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. United Township in the first half, 29 plays of offense, 27 coming on the ground, and 121 yards rushing. Chase Pavlonis, two passes, both of those fell incomplete. Pretty balanced attack. Gilbert Venegas, thanks to a 25-yard run, leads the way, four carries, 37 yards. Mike Alba, seven carries for 27. Devin Miller, four carries for 24. Seth Davis, four carries for 19. And Raymond Clay, five carries for 14 yards. UT, eight first downs in the first half and three penalties that totaled 35 yards. They did not turn the ball over. Galesburg in the first half, 134 yards on the ground, 18 carries, 64 in the first half for Jared Carl on six carries. Robert Jackson, five carries for 41, including a touchdown. Three carries for 21 for Caleb Ullman. We expect he'll get the ball a lot more in the second half. Aaron Meredith, a couple of carries for 8 yards. And Drexler Blue, two carries for 10. And Jared Carl through the air, two of two for 38 yards. A 19-yard catch by Meredith and a 19-yard catch by Drexler Blue. So in the first half, 20 plays of offense for 172 yards for the Streaks. They commit three penalties for 20 yards, and they get 10 first downs in the first half. 7-0 our score. We'll come back and get ready for the second half as Galesburg leads by the slimmest of margins, 7-0. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
Hey, with this big floor map, I'll show you all the places you can go on the bus. This is downtown Galesburg. The blue line heads to the main high B, then both hospitals. The green line goes over here to the mall and back to the Amtrak station. Now, the gold line includes Knox College and even all the way to Walmart. Whew. Anywhere you want to go in Galesburg, the bus will take you there.
I'm Craig McCluskey. Use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Terry Cavanaugh here from the WGIL Morning News. Listen in Monday morning at 6:50 for your chance to win a $35 Hy-Vee gas card from the Knox County Corn Growers on WGIL.
Back at the Soul Bowl, Galesburg on top, 7-0 as the Streaks come back out on the field, and UT also back out on the field as they'll stick another 3 minutes on the clock after the band performs at halftime. Robert Jackson now leading the team in touchdowns. He has six on the ground this season, and so far in the first half, he's averaging on the season 6.7 yards a carry, and he has 41 yards and five carries, so better than a little over 8 yards a carry in the first half of this game. So he has built that yards per carry average up just a little bit, pretty balanced. He has five carries in the first half. Carl with six. both having success on the ground. Ullman with three carries and Drexler as Jim Lee makes his way out on the field to have a word with offensive coordinator Jay Barshinger. Talk a little bit about the Streaks' ability to move the football tonight, but unable to cash in with a couple of fumbles in UT territory, the one at the three-yard line. As he'll make his way over to Coach Barshinger as they meet around the 40-yard line down on a very cold, cold football field. We'll get his attention and we'll go down.
Here we go. We're talking with Jay Barshinger at halftime, and love to be up 14 to nothing. That was a shame to lose that ball there that close to the goal line.
It really was. I mean, what a great play, and, you know, just got down to that close, tried to reach across the end zone and try to put it in, and came loose.
Football is such a weird game because that ball was on the ground. It looked like we had three of our players right there on it, but somehow it squirted out and they came away with it.
Yeah, it's a funny shape, but, you know, it does. I mean, you think it'd be easy to get hold of, but sometimes the thing just squirts out and, you know, we weren't able to come up with it.
Since the opening drive by UT, which got knocked out to near the goal line, it seems like Gelsberg has really established themselves. And do you get the feeling in the locker room the players feel like they can go ahead and take this thing on home?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, we feel that we're able to move the ball. You know, we've got to slow them down a little bit. Our first drive, they had a couple of real long drives, and we need to slow that down a little bit, you know, stop them before they get to the red zone. We feel we can move the ball offensively as long as we can hang on to it and, you know, put some more points on the board.
The last couple of series, you've had some big openings for Jared Carr. And then for Robert Jackson, I mean, you're starting to see some of the kind of space where you could get some long runs.
Absolutely, and that's, you know, a few things here and there, and, you know, they're putting nine guys in the box, and so we made it to throw here a little bit to loosen them up, but, you know, right now I think we're able to move the ball.
All right, thanks, Jay.
Thank you, Jim.
Jay Barshinger, the assistant coach and the offensive coordinator tonight as the Silver Streaks have managed to put 172 yards of offense on the board against Moline. They nipped at 300 yards, so the offense certainly there tonight, the ability to move the football. The defense has clamped down a little bit. He was talking about a couple of long drives. The first one, the first series of the game by the Panthers, a 15-play drive that ended on a missed field goal, and then another 10-play drive that ended in downs when Drexler Blue on one of those two series made an excellent play, got a tackle for a loss of at least 3 yards, then a three and out, and then simply one play before the half expired. So UT 29 plays in the first half to Galesburg's 20, so it started to even out a little bit more toward the tail end as Galesburg started with an 8-play drive, then a 7-play drive where they scored their touchdown, and then a 5-play drive that unfortunately ended just shy of the goal line and without points. But the Streaks will get the football first to start the second half on top in this ball game, 7-0. The sophomore team won a very exciting ball game, 28-22. Congratulations to Jake Miller and company. And in that game, they came back from 22-20 down at the 10-minute mark and at the 7:33 mark. Trayvon Diggins, a 16-yard touchdown run, and Luke Ryan, a quarterback keeper for a two-point conversion, successful, and that was the difference in the game as the Streaks won it 28-22. UT taking the field, Galesburg back in receiving position as they want to get a score quickly to start this half, no doubt about it. Get some separation, relax a little bit, and hang on to that football. And I hadn't seen the part. It was a good point by Coach Barshinger talking about reaching over the goal line. That'll certainly do it if you're not close enough to the goal line to make that reach. From the three-yard line, that's a tough thing to do.
Be like the guys in the NFL and take a dive from about the three and do a somersault in there. Takes a pretty good athlete to pull that off.
It does. So it is UT kicking it away. Here we go.
It's cold down there.
It is cold. You look cold. Ball is in the air. It is taken at the 20-yard line. And it is Galesburg with it across
there
the
30. There we go.
35-40. Davidson with the football. He may take it to the house if he breaks one more tackle across the 35 down to the 32 of UT. Justin Davidson, he fumbled the ball for a moment, so he gets it back 30, another 18, a 48-yard run back for Justin Davidson. So Galesburg in excellent position here on their first drive.
And I guess we've been conditioned to always look for laundry on the field after a long run back, but no flags there. That one will stand, and the Streaks in business at the United Township 32.
I think they may have heard a little bit about it the first in the locker room. I got a feeling. They're going to come out in the wishbone here. Receiver wide to the left is Olin. And Ullman, the fullback, they're going to give it to Jackson. He's going to work the right side, spins off one guy, and gets down not quite to the 25-yard line. We'll call it the 23, a pickup, 23, 28 rather, a gain of 4, and a second and 6 coming up on Robert Jackson's carry.
Well, pretty important possession. You've got to think if Galesburg takes this on in, make it awfully tough on United Township. I think they're lost a little bit of their fire from what they had earlier in the game. As we talk with Jay, they missed that scoring opportunity the first time they had the ball, and now Galesburg's starting to get some bigger holes running the ball.
A little bit of offset eye. Carl's going to keep it himself. One guy misses. He's trying to get the 20, across the 20, 15, 10, trying to get to the goal line. Is he in? He is a little bit short. They stopped him at the one. Jared Carl on that patented keeper. They are really making it work out of the three receivers set and spreading them out. Jared Carl down for a 27-yard run to the one-yard line. And first and goal coming up for the Streaks.
Yeah, good job by Jared to turn the corner that time. He used the block as they sealed there, and he was off to the races.
Wow.
And stretched out those arms, tried to reach the ball across inside the pylon, but they'll say he was out, what they say, the two-yard line.
Boy, right between there. You're right. It is down two. So back to the wishbone they go. Carl under center. Galesburg trying to get his second touchdown of the game. Second man through. Jackson puts his head down. He's met by stiff resistance near the goal line. Jared Carl showing touchdown. The official on the other end says, yes, it is a touchdown. Robert Jackson's second touchdown of the game, his seventh of the season, and Galesburg makes short work of the UT defense on the great return by Davidson. And the Streaks lead at 13-0 at the 10:54 mark. And Jay Redfern, our guy from Galesburg, a fellow Cardinal fan, a great man. He is a Hungry Hobo touchdown winner, a $10 gift certificate from Hungry Hobo, as Lucas Miller looks to make this a 14-0 Galesburg lead with 10:54 to go. Snap is high. They get it down. Miller puts his foot into it. It is good. 14-0 Galesburg. We'll take the timeout. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square in West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
With a Guardian automatic home standby.
10:54 to go in the third quarter. First possession by the Streaks, and they find the end zone, and they lead this game now 14-0, kicking off to United Township.
This game's got the biggest spread of anybody in the conference right now. We're told that Alleman is trailing Quincy 10-7 at the half down at Quincy. And Rock Island, a point shy of Moline at the half. Maroons leading that one 14-13.
And the ball is in the air. It is taken at the 12-yard line. United Township's guy trying to spring loose. It is Devin Miller who gets a nice return out to their own 39. So a nice run back by him.
And he got up near the 40, and Andy Holloway wrapped him up for the Silver Streaks. Holloway came up a little gimpy, but he's going to stay out on the field to play defense as well. And so tip of the cap to the Streaks players tonight, and all of them out there, both teams, in their short sleeves. I'll tell you what,
yeah,
I was happy to get back into the press box. It was chilly down there on that field.
So a three-play drive that went 32 yards. Jackson caps it off with the touchdown. UT with the football on their own 39. They're showing the same formation they've used throughout the game. I like to call it the wings, but it's more of a veer. They're going to pitch it this time to Raymond Clay, and Clay gets it across the 40-yard line. He got it to about the 44, about a 5-yard gain, and a second and five coming up.
Yeah, I was talking about the cold. A few of the players down there, just I would have the Under Armour on for sure. Tyler
no
Bond's
doubt.
Got his. Bo Merritt's got his. But most everybody else just doing it like the Chicago Bears, going with the bare arms out there.
So the second play now. Nose of the football just short of the 45, down to the 44. So the 5-yard gain, second, and a very short five. Fullback here is Alba, two wings. Famalone is under center. He's going to drop back to pass, looking over the middle. Has a man and overshoots him. Good coverage out there by Galesburg, specifically Andy Holloway there in the cornerback position. Meredith right behind him. Would have been a real tough pass to get in there.
And really a kind of an odd situation where Miller just stopped out there at the 35. Pavlonis looks like he's got the arm to throw it better than that. I would have thought, you know, Miller would have kept running maybe and put a little air under that thing, but he stopped, and that allowed the defense to converge over there, so it was going to take a perfect pass to make that complete, and Pavlonis threw it just a little over the top of Miller.
Third and five from the 44-yard line, 9:57 to go third quarter. Galesburg a 14-0 lead, trying to put the kill down, trying to get a stop here on defense. Two wings in the fullback, Alba. Pavlonis under center. He's going to pitch it right side with the football. It is Raymond Clay, and Clay tries to get it out close to the 50-yard line. He got a first down, I think.
Bo Merritt?
I don't think so.
Cole Spinks, both there for the tackle.
I was watching one guy. He's standing across the 50, but the runner, Clay, got it to about the 48-yard line. It's a fourth and one coming up on a four-yard pickup. Panthers 130 yards on the ground, and they're going for it. Ball on the 8. It is the UT 48. They figure, hey, if we can't get a yard, then what's the deal? They were getting yards earlier. They've turned it over on downs once. Pavlonis with the football, trying to get cadence. You can see him moving his head, trying to get Galesburg to jump. So far, no. Galesburg staying steady, and then the whistle comes in. Is it a delay of game?
I think it is.
So that'll give him a little more punting room. It is a penalty that's going to go on UT. No, they called timeout. No penalty. Timeout. Oh, okay. Fourth and one.
Huh. I'm surprised that they're running this.
They were trying to get him off that line. Yeah. He was really hitting the cadence hard.
If I'm United Township, I still kick this away because Galesburg is our weakness. We've been prone to fumble.
Yep.
And if you kick us fairly deep back there, you might get a turnover, and that's better than trying to make something happen from your own territory. But we'll see what they decide to do here, Mike.
So UT uses its first time out of the half. It is the 9:05 mark of the third quarter. Galesburg a 14-0 lead. I got to go with you on this one. I mean, until Galesburg can prove it can hang on to the football, it's moved the ball, but it's got to hang on to the ball. And right now the turnover differential is staggering, plus 12. And I mean that in a bad way. 12 more or minus 12, whatever you want to call it. Minus 12, I think, is the accurate way to say it. But 12 more turnovers committed than caused.
Well, I thought they might rethink this on the timeout, but they're going to go for it anyway.
Galesburg coming up with the linebackers. Got the three, make it four down linemen on this set. And really pinching. Pavlonis under center. He gets the ball. They give it to Alba, the fullback.
Got
He's
it.
Got the first down across the 50 and then some. He carried a bunch of guys on his back. Out to, boy, about the 47 of Galesburg. He got 5 yards out of that. So a nice strong run by Alba.
You know, you go back to the mid-90s when I started covering the Silver Streaks in the Western Big Six. For about the first probably 6 or 7 years, every time we'd play United Township, they would have some big bruising fullback, and it was just automatic. When they needed short yardage, they would have a big man back there to take care of it. This year, they've got some decent runners, but nobody that's all that big, and so that line had to get good surge that time to, well, again, that old rugby scrum look that time as Alba just followed the pack and went forward.
Play the wing on the right. He's going to get the football. Test the left side. Blocker in front of him, and he is wrapped up. Someone flying
Meredith
in there.
Again.
Meredith is having the game of his life on defense. The line of scrimmage was the 47. Clay tried to test that left side, and I don't know if he got anything.
Yeah, every time United Township is trying to run wide, Aaron Meredith is just blowing it up because he's just so fast getting off to the wing there. And again, what it looked like was going to be a pretty good play for the Panthers ended up being nothing because of Meredith's speed. And then he finishes well. He tackles well.
No gain. Second down and 10. The clock at 8 minutes to play in the third. 13-0 Silver Streaks. They'll put a new wing on the right side. Devin Miller. Seen him very quick. Pavlonis underneath the center. Back to pass. He is being pressured by the linebacker. He's flying out of the pocket. Throws it. And incomplete.
Yep.
And a flag.
Yep, no question.
The defender on the play for Galesburg was Chaz Benton, and he may have stuck the receiver.
Yep, hit him from the back early.
So under pressure bringing was Kevin Hurd. Chase of the quarterback and threw it off his back leg. Would have been a real tough pass to get in there. It looked like it was accurate. But apparently we're going to get a penalty on the streaks. So what would have been a third down play, they do call it on the streaks, back to a first down. Tenth of the game for the Panthers, and that's going to move it up into further into Galesburg territory.
Well, this is a life-sustaining drive for East Moline.
Oh, it really is.
They need to not only drive it, but also get some points here on the board, trailing 14-0. Silver Streaks trying to hold out
yards.
And not only maybe get a win tonight, but a shutout win. The defense has played pretty well, but UT's put together a couple of drives, one early in the first half, and now this one here early in the second.
Up to the Galesburg 32, so a 15-yard penalty on that one. They're going to pitch it right side, and they're going to try that side, and they're not getting very far. Maybe a yard. Clave, the ball carrier, off the pitch on the right side. He ran into Chaz Benton and company, a whole slew of linebackers. Meredith gets credit for the tackle. It's got to be his eighth of the game.
Finley also over there for the Silver Streaks.
To the 30-yard line, 2-yard pickup, and second and eight coming up on Clay, who has nine carries for 25 yards in the ballgame. Seventh play of the drive coming up on the Streaks 30, 7:10 to play in the third quarter, 14-0 Galesburg. Center gets up there quick. He hustles up to the line. Pavlonis under center, Alba the fullback in the two wings. And this time, Pavlonis under pressure. He lets it fly, and he gets popped right as he lets the ball go. Drexler Blue putting in a lot of pressure from outside linebacker.
Yeah, you know, I'm watching that wondering if Pavlonis even knows that Drexler's coming up behind him because he didn't try and evade him. And Drexler was just a hair away from forcing a fumble. Pavlonis just was going forward on that when Blue hit both Pavlonis and the ball for an incomplete pass, but he was just blowing in from that side. Nobody touched Drexler Blue. And he had some fun on that play, and the Streaks now forcing yet another tough down situation for the Panthers on third and long.
Eighth play of the drive that began on the UT 39. It's third down and eight. 6:52 to go, third quarter. They are looking for a first down. This time, Pavlone is going to keep it himself. And no, it was a nice handoff to Devin Miller. Nice fake as Miller got the ball. Some good yardage out across the 25-yard line. And he's going to get it to about the 22. That's going to be close to a first down. They may have it.
I have not seen a quarterback yet this year that's been asked to block as much as Chase Pavlonis. He just pitches that thing back. And he joins the lead blockers on those plays. And Pavlonis mixing it up out there. And, yeah, first down for the Panthers.
They have 145 yards on the ground on the 8-yard pickup by Miller. Real nice play by Pavlonis. Ball on the Galesburg 22 as they extend the drive.
Sitting here drinking soda pop tonight. I'm kind of wishing I got the hot chocolate.
Although coffee, something.
Yeah, it wouldn't stay hot for very long up here.
No, probably not. Unlike Quincy, we got the window open here. I want to be able to hear a little bit.
Yeah.
Pavlonis under center, and he is going to give it to the first man through, trying to get outside.
Alba.
And wrapped up for a short gain is Mike Alba, the fullback. Got it down inside the yard line down to about the 19. Looks like a 3-yard gain and a second and seven from the Streaks 19 coming up.
You know, I mentioned how United Township used to have those big fullbacks. I mentioned that to their head coach, Kai Killam, the other day. He said, once they closed our factories down, we lost a lot of those kids. He said some of those were just from big families that no longer are around. And so he's dealing with a little bit less in enrollment, as many of the Western Big Six schools are from a number of years ago.
Second and seven. Nose of the ball on the 19-yard line. Pavlonis, he is going to drop back to pass. He's looking, has a little time, fires across the middle, complete, and down to about the 10-yard line. The pass complete to Jacob Rowell. Or Rowell, they pronounce it. So a first down again. This time, first completed pass of the game by Pavlonis. So a first down and 10, or maybe even less.
Well, that was right on
down
the money.
Down to the 11. First and 10 from the Galesburg 11, an 8-yard pickup. It was on the money. It was a strike.
Yeah, he was rolling right, stopped through back over the middle, and a nice strike and a first down for the Panthers, who again are responding to that Galesburg touchdown early in this half to try and cut Galesburg's lead at least in half. But these last 10 yards have been hard for both teams to get in this game.
Rowell making the catch. Miller the wing on the right. Pavlonis, long count under center. And did he go too long? I think he went a long time to get that play off. And that really would hurt them. It was the deep guy throwing the flag again. The last time that happened, it was a delay of game. It appears they're going to end up with a football on the 16-yard line. A 5-yard penalty and a first and 15 coming up from the Streaks 16 on the delay of game. That is their fourth penalty for 40 yards in this game. Galesburg's committed its share, 4 for 35. 11th play of the drive that began on their own 39. Now at the 16 of Galesburg. 5:02 to go in the third quarter, 14-0 Streaks. Pamelonis this time, he's going to try and throw it again and takes off with the football, chased by Drexler Blue. He can't quite get him right away and hog ties him. He may get a flag. Yeah. Here it comes.
Horse collar.
He horse collared him around the 15, even closer to the 10-yard line, and that's going to hurt, and UT is going to be in business. And another first down, most likely.
We love to see an aggressive tackle, and Blue getting after it that time, but you've got to get the body and knock him out of bounds rather than try and pull him down from behind, because battle of great speed there, because
sure was.
Most guys, Blue, would have caught in a hurry, but Pavlonis some pretty good speed there as well to try and turn the corner on Drexler.
He's going to get 5 yards plus the penalty. I'm guessing. They stopped him at the 11. Line of scrimmage was the 16. The penalty was thrown right after the play, of course, during the tackle. So they'll march it even closer. They'll be in goal distance.
Well, Drexler over there having a conversation with one of the coaches. I think it's Coach Olson.
So they're going to march it half the distance, I would imagine.
Maybe it's Tom Hawkins, actually.
That's not a good conversation.
No. Well, the thing is, you don't want to run him down because he made a terrific job to get there, but you just can't tackle like that and give up big yardage.
Here is a run to the right, and they may score a touchdown on this, and they do. Touchdown, United Township running it in was Raymond Clay. They had a 1st and 5 from the 6. A 6-yard touchdown run by Clay with 4:48 to go in the third quarter, and UT within a score at 14-6.
An impressive drive by the
sure
Panthers
was.
In several ways. I think mentally more than physically, Mike, because they could have just packed it in, said, we're down 14, it's cold out here, it's another loss. And they didn't. They got after it and got themselves right back in this game.
So an extra point attempt here to try and get within 7. Pamelonis is the holder. The kick is on the way. It looks pretty good from here. And put down by Chuck Luth. UT puts a 7 spot on the board, and Galesburg sees its lead cut in half. 14-7 Streaks. Galesburg ball when we come back. 4:48 to go, third quarter. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, or the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
UT's on the board, and Galesburg's lead cut in half. A 6-yard touchdown run by Raymond Clay, and Luth the extra point. Long drive there for UT. It went 12 plays, 61 yards, 21-14. Rock Island leading in its game, and what was the second score?
Alleman 14, Quincy 10.
Wow.
So both of the Rock Island schools who were trailing at halftime have come back with scores to take the lead in the third quarter of their games.
So Galesburg with the football coming up. Got to hang on to it.
Davidson.
And they get it back and across the 30-yard line. Davidson brought it back, 4 of his streaks, and they'll get it on, I'd say it's about the 32 to begin this drive.
Well, so now a little pressure on the Silver Streaks offense to try and get things moving again as United Township has made it a game here. Still plenty of time left with 4:43 to go third quarter.
The Streaks will come out. They've been able to move the ball. Last drive, 3 plays, 32 yards, and a touchdown. Let's see what they have in store here. They're going to go with the offset. I spread it out a little bit. Carl's had success in this particular set. He's going to run it to the right side, stutter step. Now he's going to try the left side.
Oh, he's in trouble.
He's getting gang tackled for a 2-yard loss. Was not going to work that time. 2-yard loss back to the 30, and a 2nd and 12 coming up.
You know, it's one thing when you're being pursued to get tackled. Another thing when the three guys pursuing you are all about 250 pounds. he had some big boys chasing him that time, and they had the angle, so there wasn't anywhere for Jared Carl to go but down.
So So the other drive, officially 13 plays after tallying it up, 61 yards, a two-yard loss, second and 12 from the 30 of Galesburg after the loss. Jackson, the deep back, Ullman, the fullback. Carl's going to keep it himself again. He's going to run right side, turns on the motors a little bit. Pretty good gain there. He's got it close to the 40-yard line, down around the 38. He's going to go for about an 8-yard gain, so brings up a very manageable third down and four.
No, we've had enough success outside with Carl and Jackson.
He is fast. I'm seeing it tonight.
Yeah, I think probably the fewest carries all season at this point of the game for Ullman.
Yeah, you're right.
Normally he's into double figures on carries, but he's not even close to that, I would guess, at this point.
Between the 38 and 39, a third down, and you could either say a very long three or a short four here. I'm going with the short four. Two receivers wide left. They're going to spread it out again in I formation, Ullman the fullback. And they're going to give it to Ullman this time. He's got a hole, first down, trying to get him as he spins across the 40-yard line into UT territory, and another first down, and Ullman's best carry of the game so far.
And at a good time on
sure
a big
was.
Third down and
Call
four.
It.
And I think the Panthers probably a little surprised on that because they've gotten so used to running outside to catch up with Galesburg. They were a little shocked to see the fullback running inside, and plenty of room that time for Caleb to just rumble ahead and pick up a big streaks first down.
24 yards out to the 38 of United Townships. 3:25 to go in the third quarter. Galesburg a 14-7 lead, looking to add to it. Second man through is Jackson across the 35, down to the 34. He goes a 4-yard pickup and a second and six coming up.
Well, if you're the outside linebacker for the Panthers on a play like that, I was just watching it through the binoculars here, you don't have much chance because Ryan Ricketts snaps the ball, goes a step into the linebacking core, and finds out whoever's to his right and just erases him. So if you've got ideas that you're going to get to the ball carrier, you're not going to happen very often when big Ryan Ricketts gets in the way.
Second and six from the UT 34, 2:50 to play third quarter. Galesburg a 7-point lead. Pitch to Robert Jackson right side. Scurries past one, and he takes a hit.
Yes, he does.
Around the 28-yard line near the Galesburg sideline. He ended up getting about 6 yards. It's close to a first down.
Seth Davis, outside linebacker, coming over to lay the lick on that time.
Hopefully for his troubles, he's going to get the first. I don't think so, though. They're not bringing the sticks out. They're showing third down, but it's awful close. To the 28 of UT. Third and one, they call it. So streaks need a yard. That has not been a problem so far. Offset eye, Ullman the fullback. Jackson the deep back. Going to go to Carl is going to keep it. He's wrapped up, and he may be short. First guy there for UT. Appeared to be Seth Davis again. I don't know. It's a pretty good spot.
Yeah,
I think he's got it.
He fell forward.
They are sitting it at the 28-yard. One guy's between the 27 and 28. I think he's got it.
I think they're going to have to measure this.
May have to. He needed one, and it's awful close. They're going to go for it no matter what.
Yeah, well, when he initially got wrapped up, I thought, oh, he didn't get it, but then he did. He's lanky, and he fell forward, and like you said, he got a good spot on that. But I think they're just going to be a hair shy here, Mike.
Oh, boy, it's close.
Maybe two hairs.
Oh, it's close. First down.
Yep, you got it.
Barely. Barely got it. He's got 98 yards on the ground on 10 carries. He is having a nice night.
You know it's close when the officials look at each other.
Yeah, they did. They absolutely did.
Kind of like that field goal that Cincinnati beat Cleveland on there a few weeks ago. It's like, well, I guess it's good.
So, first down and 10 from the UT 28. Split backs this time. Carl fakes. He's going to take off again. Across the 20-yard line. Down he goes. All the way to the 16 and another first down.
That's
Move
a good,
the sticks again.
Good thing they didn't go to the first man through Ullman. He got hit immediately by big Mitch Beck, junior defensive tackle for Ullman, who was ready to knock that for a couple of yard loss. But when Beck looked up, Ullman didn't have the ball. It was Carl headed the other way and picked up the yardage for the first down.
So eighth play of the drive now that began on the 32 of Galesburg. They are all the way down to the UT 16. Jared Carl with 110 yards rushing of the game. Galesburg with 220. So he has had his breakout game tonight against the Panthers. Boy, some two receivers to the right faking it. Carl keeping it himself across the 10, down around the 8-yard line he goes. And a gain of about eight as they are going to be about second and goal here.
Jay Rager again on the tackle for United Township, but starting to see why these Panthers have given up quite a few points this year. No, there are some real holes in that defense, and Silver Streaks able to exploit those again this trip down the field. Inside the 10 now.
They officially put it at the Streaks can get a first down here. It's on the 8-yard line. Wishbone set here. Carl's going to give it to Robert Jackson. Jackson trying to bounce outside, cuts back inside. He's got some running room toward the goal line. He's in! Robert Jackson, the way he did it the last time, kept the feet moving, spinning right to left, and he scores from 8 yards out, and Galesburg puts together a perfect drive and takes a 20-7 lead.
And a 3-touchdown night for Robert Jackson.
Wow.
And none of them have been easy. He's had to fight for the last couple of yards on all three of his scores and able to wrestle his way into the end zone, so memorable night for Jackson with 3 scores, and the Streaks will try and add the extra point here and look at a 21-7 lead if we can get it.
Lucas Miller, the kicker. It's on the way. Guy got close to blocking it, but not close enough. It is no good, though. Wide, and the Streaks, with 21 seconds to go in the third quarter, leading UT 20-7, will take the timeout. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
Galesburg High School football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography at 193 West Main Street in Galesburg. Timeless images for you and your family. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Red 22.
It's Patsy Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
Blue 45.
We're proud to support the Silver Streaks football team and cheer them on to another winning season.
What do you think of these drapes for my living room?
Red for $22 or the blue for $45?
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Terry Cavanaugh here from the WGIL Morning News. Listen in Monday morning at 6:50 for your chance to win a $35 Hy-Vee gas card from the Knox County Corn Growers on WGIL.
A 9-play, 68-yard drive capped off by Robert Jackson's 3rd touchdown of the game, his 8th of the season, an 8-yard run. 20-7. Galesburg with the lead. Lucas Miller, 2 out of 3 on extra points tonight. And Galesburg's defense trying to step up. And we'll have another Hungry Hobo winner, or hopefully another winner. A squib kick taken by UT at the 44-yard line. I don't know if they were trying to onside that or not. It did not work, and UT is going to get a good field position here, 1st and 10.
Yeah, kind of curious on that.
That was strange.
Panthers will try and duplicate their last drive. Maybe have one play here to end the third quarter with 20 seconds left.
So the ball on their own 44-yard line. First play of, this drive. It'll be the last play of the third quarter. Unless they throw a pass incomplete. Again, the wings, the fullback, Alba. One of the wings on the right side, Devin Miller. It is going to be Alba straight up the gut. Nice, powerful run across the 50-yard line down to the Galesburg, about the 48. So a gain of 6 and a 2nd and 4 coming up. I believe that'll be the end of the third quarter.
Yep, clock is running, and that will be the final play. Panthers, it looked like they were going to try and hurry up, get one more play, but realized that wasn't going to happen, and so we will switch sides.
After 3, Galesburg with the lead, 20-7, back with the fourth quarter after this timeout. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
WGIL is proud to be a part of our community.
Hi, this is Mandy Anderson from WGIL, reminding you the Galesburg Christian School holds its annual fall gala on November 6th at Best Western Prairie Inn. Tickets are $25. Reservations are required by October 26th. Joyful Noise brings the music. Get the details on tickets and reservations at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
I'm Will Stevenson. Need trick-or-treat hours for this coming Halloween across the area? It's easy. Just go to our homepage, WGIL.com.
Galesburg lead 20-7. As we begin the fourth quarter, we'll have another Hungry Hobo touchdown contest participant to announce here when Galesburg gets the ball back. We've had 2 winners tonight, Katrina Briggs of Galesburg and Jay Redfern of Galesburg. $10 gift certificates from Hungry Hobo, and a chance to win the big party sub at the end of the football season. UT with a second down and four, and they are on the Galesburg 48-yard line. That tight bunch formation with the two wings. They'll use it again. Going to go with a play-action pass by Pavlonis, looking deep. Lets it fly. A man is open and catches the pass. No, he dropped it. I thought he had Olin beat there.
I think they're going to give it to him and then call him down.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're going to say the ground caused the fumble.
It's Singleton, or rather, is it Singleton who made that catch? I think
it is. I don't think so. No,
it's Demetrius Singleton. Well, maybe not. You're right. He was in the area.
I think it was Clay.
You're right. You're exactly right. 2-1 made the catch.
But the official right on the play called it a catch and a completion. The ball down on the ground. Ground caused the fumble. But now we've got a conference going on there.
Oh, yeah.
I know the Galesburg coaching staff not very happy with that.
Now they're incomplete calling it incomplete pass, which is the way it should be. There's no way he had possession of that long enough. Olin got his hand in there and stripped it away is the way I saw it, but of course I'm biased. Pantalone is talking to the official, but it goes as a third down and four from the Galesburg 48. It was really a one-on-one with Olin. Olin trying to get in front of the ball to pick it off, and it somehow got by him.
That is something booing from both sides of the stadium.
And really, Pavlonis just let that ball go late. If he lets that go a split second earlier, his man is in stride, and he could have hit him, but he had to kind of come back for the ball and try and battle Olin for it, and it cost him the completion. Good call by East Moline to try and catch the streaks.
Oh, absolutely.
That would have been a quick score that the Panthers could have used, and Pavlona showed his arm right there.
Yeah,
and
so throw it.
Gives our secondary something to think about here for the rest of this quarter.
Right now, 1 of 6 in the game, but he can throw it, no doubt about it. Back to the bunch formation with the wings, and it's going to be a pitch this side, and not a lot of running room for the guy who got the ball, Devin Miller. Miller, about a yard, and that's it. Fourth down and 3 coming up from the Galesburg 47, and they have to go.
Well, and you know, if you're Devin Miller right there, you rarely are going to gain anything by turning your back. When you see the defenders coming, you've got to lower your head, get down, and see if you can't pick up another yard or two, because you turn your back, it's over. And that was exactly the case for Miller there.
This needing 3 yards, two really, to get the first down. And Pavlonis is going to pitch it. Here comes Clay with the football, has the first down. He gets across the 40 down. Oh, loose ball on the field. Maybe UT has it back around the 39.
I think a heads-up lineman fell on it there
for
the Panthers.
They did get it back. Where Galesburg loses those, UT, fortunate for them to fall on it. It ends up going as a 9-yard pickup to the Galesburg 38 and a first down.
Look like... Well, I showed 81 falling on it, but I don't have an 81 on my roster, so I must be seeing things.
So a first down, it works out. To the Galesburg 38. Wing on the right is Devin Miller. Pavlonis under center. Alba the fullback, and you have another wing on the left. They're going to give it to Miller. He's going to try the left side across the 35, and he is brought down by Aaron Meredith at the 35-yard line. They wanted a face mask on a couple of accounts. I don't think it was quite there. Second and 7 coming up from the streaks, 35 on a 3-yard gain by Miller.
Hey, remember the last time we won up here? We had to hang on for dear life at the end of that
one. Sure did. I reminded him of that today, too. He said, please don't put us through that. Clock down to 10:39 as Miller went out of bounds. 20-7, Galesburg the lead. UT with it on the streaks, 35. Second and 7. Pavlonis under center. He is going to give it a quick pitch back to Miller again. He gets tripped up. Tripped up shy of the 30-yard line down to the 33. A gain of 2 and a third down and 5 coming up.
Not sure who did the tripping there. Kenny Magruder was in the neighborhood.
I thought he might have done it on his own feet.
That could be. Drexler Blue was in the neighborhood. But, yeah, I didn't really see anybody getting down that low. And I think you might be right, Mike.
They say it's a third down and 4 from the 33-yard line.
That tackle to the grass.
Maybe slipped. I don't know. Is it slick down there?
Yeah, it is a little slick. It actually is.
Here's a pitch to the second guy through Clay and kind of hops his way across the 30, gets a first down,
a
and then
run.
Gets an extra 5 yards and across the 20 all the way to the 17.
Devin,
what a run, 16 yards.
Devin Miller that time, the guy that turned his back on the play a few times ago, but I questioned how Hardy was running that time. He made up for it.
Miller with 16. UT has 196 on the ground now. Galesburg rushing at 236 in the game. All the way to his streak 17.
Well, that
UT not quitting. Give them credit. You're right.
Panthers fans here below us are cold. They're sitting on their hands, but I think they all stood up and cheered on that one.
Pavlonis is going to give it to Clay. Outside. Clay trying to find a block, and he slips through one and takes a big hit right around the 14-yard line. He took a shot. Clay, in fact, they're going to put it close to say the 14-yard line, a 3-yard pickup, and he got hit. I'm not quite sure who it was, to be honest.
Silver Streak's going to have to get out the gold paint on a couple of helmets. They're looking pretty bad out there. Marcus Harris, about half his helmet's lost its paint.
Miller, Alba, and Clay have done the bulk of the work on the ground. A couple of them are out there right now. Pavlonis with some play action. He's rolling to his left across the middle. Has a man wide open inside the 10, and he may have a touchdown. He is down around the goal line. There's been no sign right at the goal line. He hits Rowell again. And this is good for a 13-yard gain, and he was wide open. Rowell's made both catches, and this is a 10-play drive all the way down to the nose of the goal line. First down from inside the one. And they are on the verge of getting within a score again with 8:34 and counting in this ball game. Pavlonis under center. He is going to give it to the first guy through, and he's got a touchdown. Alba, the ball carrier, for a 1-yard touchdown run, and UT not quitting. It is now 20-13 at the 8:27 mark of the ball game.
This second half looking a little more like what I expected, because we knew the Panthers had had some success moving the football but weren't very good on defense. Well, that's exactly what we've seen here in this half, as they're answering the Silver Streaks now, score for score.
Luth for the point after attempt. It's on the way, and it is good. UT very much alive and a lot of time. 8:27 to go. Galesburg 20, United Township 14. Timeout. We're back with a Galesburg possession, the first of the fourth quarter in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
Galesburg High School Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at billgaitherphotography.com, and by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
Coming up tomorrow on WGIL Sports Saturday, we'll visit with Knox College volleyball standout Kelly Ricketts and head coach Kim Schrader. Tomorrow morning at 8 on WGIL.
Galesburg to get the football. It'll be their first possession of the fourth quarter. UT not going away. Alba, 1-yard touchdown run, a drive that went 8 plays, 56 yards. And that little squib kick cost Galesburg. It was a short field for United Township, and they took advantage. I'm still a little puzzled why they did it, but they did, and UT made them pay.
Well, that missed extra point may come back to haunt us, too. At the time, didn't look like it was going to be that big of a deal, but a quick score by the Panthers, and now they're down just one score, and we'll try and get the ball back.
It is a short kick, and I'm letting that out of bounds if I'm the guy who caught that for Galesburg. But Galesburg's going to get it in pretty good shape. It looked like they kicked it to Kenny Malcolm. Malcolm did a good job to hang on to the ball. Galesburg's going to have it about the 39-yard line.
Yeah, that was kind of the airborne version of
the
squib kick.
Well, they saw the Quincy tape. Quincy clearly was kicking it at guys in the front of the line who had some trouble hanging on to the ball, and they tried that, and it was a good idea. Malcolm did a good job to hang on and just kind of go down with it. 39-yard line, Galesburg will begin this drive. So, got to play football from this point on. A lot of time, 8:24 to go. Galesburg a 20-14 lead. They're going to spread it out. Watch for Carl. Carl is going to take the football, find a hole across the 40 down to the 41. Not much there. A 2-yard pickup by Jared Carl, who has 120 yards rushing in this game.
Big Corey Holloway, the 300-pounder we talked about in the first half there for the tackle. He's doing a nice job for the Panthers. And as we mentioned, Kai Killam, their head coach, said, hey, you might look at him for all-conference, and I could see why that might be a possibility.
Carl with 13 carries in the game. Jackson next with 10. Ullman has just had four. So let's see what gets Cleve ball on their own 41. 7:50 to go and a six-point lead. I formation, offset I, two receivers to the left. This time it is Carl pitching it, and he loses the football. Fall on the football, he does. It's a big loss. Way back to the 30-yard line, an 11-yard loss. I do not like that play in this situation. When you've been able to run between the tackles and you run the option that way, not a good decision. 11-yard loss.
Recipe for disaster. Yikes. I guess you can call it high risk, high reward, but when you're up by six, you really don't want to have a high risk on any play. And so now we're third and
19.
Wow.
Back to the 30-yard line, and UT is licking its chops right now.
But at least we got the ball back.
That is true.
Could have been worse.
Way back to the 31-yard line officially. Galesburg looking for a huge play. Meredith, the man in motion, little end-around. Robert Jackson, he finds some running room, has a first down if he can break this one tackle out to the 50-yard line. He may have it. I think he does. He looks to have gained 20 yards on that play, and boy, he bailed him out.
Wow.
All the way to the 50 and a 20-yard pickup for Jackson. Look at that.
Boy, to be able to convert on third and 19 and not have to put it in the air.
That was huge.
That could be a backbreaker for East Moline.
Wow. 85 yards on the ground on 11 carries, and Galesburg to the line. Dodges a huge bullet, 6:42 and counting. Wishbone formation here from midfield, first down. Ullman, the fullback here, second man through. Jackson, he's got another hole. Cross the 40, down to the 35, and then an extra yard to the 34-yard line. Another big gain, 16 for Jackson. He's over 100. 16th first down of the game, and Galesburg with 258 on the ground. Make it 263 on the ground.
A couple of big plays in this one. I think that run by Jackson, one of the biggest. And early on in the game, Drexler Blues played defensively to negate East Moline's early drive defensively has been two of the key points of this ball game, have kept the Silver Streaks in the lead.
Wishbone here, they're going to give it to
Ullman.
Ullman, and he didn't get much. 35, maybe to the 34, he didn't get anything. The official here, he's stepping, it's no gain. I can't sugarcoat that one. It was a good defensive play.
Well, there's where Ullman looked like a little robot that time because he had his head lowered, so he really didn't know where he was, just trying to run in, and he ran in and ran in and ran into the same guys about three times and then finally went down.
Second and 10 from the UT 34. Mary Keith of Galesburg, if the Streaks score, a $10 gift certificate from Hungry Hobo in Galesburg. Back to the Wishbone, 5:35 to go, 20-14 Streaks on the UT 34. Second man through Jackson. He's wrapped up quickly after a one-yard pickup. They run it well. Third and 9 coming up from the UT 33. Need another big play. Do they have another one up their trick?
The Panthers enjoying that one. They have not kept Jackson from getting a yard very often in this game.
Back-to-back games where Streaks running backs have gone over 100. In this case, the quarterback, Jared Carl, and Robert Jackson. Jackson with three touchdowns and 102 yards. Carl at 120. Clock ticking away, under 5 minutes to go, 20-14 Streaks. Need to convert another first down, no doubt about it. Out of the wishbone, pretty conservative so far. Second man through, trying to get it, Robert Jackson, second burst across the 20 to the 15, down he goes, and he did it again. He broke their back again, another first down.
And he
18-yard gain.
He did a great job running, and he angled toward the sidelines but didn't go out, so he keeps the clock running. That's important after they move the sticks. And, yes, Jackson is having the big game that we've felt all year. Like
no
this
doubt.
This is the best running back we have in terms of being able to get some big yardage for you, and he's having a big game here tonight.
And all the way down to the 15-yard line, first down, and Galesburg in business, 4:35 and counting, and about to break UT's back. Hang on to the ball. Wishbone again. Carl with the football. Second man through.
It's Meredith, isn't it?
Meredith this time. He gets it to the 10, maybe inside the 10, down to, right at the 10. A gain of 5 and a second and 5 coming up. Meredith, a 5-yard pickup.
Meredith has had a big night tonight, more on the defensive side of the ball than
phenomenal
offensively. So there are three or four guys tonight that you can start thinking about towards the Dave's crunch time player of the game.
Ball on the 10-yard line, 4 minutes to go, second down. four of his streaks, and they say four. Back to the wishbone here. Carl under center. He'll tighten that line up. Second man through. It's Meredith again.
No, it's Carl.
There goes Carl. He's going all the way in. What a fake, and he ran it in for a touchdown, nearly untouched. Jared Carl from 10 yards out maybe puts the exclamation point on the game with a 10-yard run in Galesburg, a 26-14 lead at the 3:45 mark of the game. Faked me out, and he faked most of the defense out. Only one guy chasing him.
The air really went out of East Moline
sure
after they had that great opportunity with the Galesburg a 3rd and 19 back in their own territory, and the Panthers let Robert Jackson get free to pick up 20 or 21, and after that time, easy yardage for the Silver Streaks all the way to the end zone, and they start to feel a little more comfortable up by a dozen and maybe 13 with the extra point on the way.
Mary Keith, $10 gift certificate from Hungry Hobo, and her name will be entered at the end of the football season for a drawing at the end of the football season. Galesburg going for two with a 26-14 lead, trying to make it 2 7-point scores. Carl faking, keeping it himself. He is driven back and will not get the 2 points. Not that time. But the Streaks score on their possession, and they go up by 3:45 to go in the ballgame. Timeout on the field. Galesburg 26, UT 14. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Silver Streaks football on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL is brought to you by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. Pratty Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital right here in Galesburg for 100 years and counting. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at galesburglaw.com. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks football.
Back at the Soul Bowl, UT with the football on their 22-yard line to begin the drive. And a pickup on the first play of the drive. Meredith yet another tackle. They get it out to the 27-yard line, a pickup of five.
Well, one bit of a surprise in the Western Big Six. Quincy does go ahead and beat Alleman and beat him handily 30-14, we're told.
You know, that's a team. I wasn't a total believer, but I will say this. They are very disciplined, like Alleman, and they do have some weapons in the backfield, and that's a big win for Quincy. Alleman not guaranteed a playoff spot. They've got the five wins, but as they learned, like Galesburg did last year, you need six. Back to pass, Pavlonis rolling, fakes one throw, puts it down, and he's going to take off with the football and get across the 35 to about the 36-yard line. Pretty good gain there for about 9 yards. He's going to get a first down.
Well, and Alderman's biggest problem is their
offense.
I got to say, their defense is solid, but you, at some point you've got to be able to find more ways to pick up yardage. They have no passing game and
no.
A moderate running game, and it just can't carry you very far no matter how valiant your defense might play.
3:18 and counting. Galesburg a 26-14 lead. Ball on the 36-yard line of UT. The Panthers have the football. They're going to go end around trying to get outside with the football is Venegas. And he's got a fairly decent gain out to the 40, 41-yard line. Looks like he's going to get at least five on that carry. In fact, they're going to put it all the way to the 43, a gain of 7, second and 3 coming up. Venegas, pretty good game for him. He says 44 yards on the ground, limited carries.
Yeah, we'll probably see them go wide frequently because you get to the sideline and save some clock. And I would think, you know, we've seen Pavlonis throw the ball pretty well. Might see him air it out a little bit here. He's got to get some time to be able to get it down the field.
So about 3 minutes to play. Galesburg, a 26-14 lead. It's going to go back to pass, looking. Raul is the one guy. He's hit once. He somehow escapes that across the 45 and out of bounds he goes. He may get fairly close to another first down. Ends up being a quarterback keeper. He did it before. And it's the 45-yard line. Not quite, I don't think, enough. No, third down and short coming up on a two-yard keeper. They have 223 on the ground. Galesburg pushing 300 on the ground. By far their best output running the football this season. I'd have to check Ridgewood. That may not be true. Ridgewood, they ran it for 395. You're not going to top that tonight.
Did whatever we wanted.
Yeah, second best effort of the season on the ground. They're going to go end around. With the football with across the 50, even the 45. Raymond Carl, a first down.
Has he got it again?
He's got to be a double-digit tackle. It's all the way to the Galesburg 44, so a gain of 11 on the run by Raymond Clay.
And again, I thought Clay was on the verge of sneaking through there and maybe getting a touchdown run, but it was Meredith blowing over from the middle of the field
He's
to make that tackle,
game.
And he has been a real problem for the Panthers trying to handle his speed.
Pitch it right side, Devin Miller tries to cut back, and not a whole lot of green grass in that area as he got about a yard. Second and 9 coming up from the Galesburg 43. Bond made the stop out of the linebacker position. Also handles the punting duties.
See a timeout taken by the Panthers.
Miller with 55 yards rushing and 10 attempts tonight. UT with 235 on the ground. And Chuck Galesburg there at 297 on 39 carries. So they've had a real good night. Big plays and all running the football. UT takes the timeout. Second down, and they say 7 from the Galesburg 42 coming up.
So Silver Streaks in great position right now. Can't take anything for granted. Don't want to give up a big play quickly.
Rocky wins 35-14 over Moline.
Wow, and that was a close. That was Moline led that at halftime.
Maybe a turnover or two, or maybe they were forced to go to the spread, which the teams like Rocky want to see.
Well, and we're told that happened to Alleman. They had some miscues that set up some Quincy scores.
What he just reported on the Quincy game.
29-14, all right.
Either way, I'm a little I'm not terribly surprised. I'm like you. I like Alleman's defense. I'm not thinking they're the offensive passing that they need.
Well, I think it's a bit of a balanced conference, but I'd be surprised to see anybody win more than one game in the playoffs, honestly, this year.
Time they're going to give it to man outside Raymond Clay. He's wrapped up and he's short of the 40-yard line. I think he got it to the 41, a 2-yard pickup and a third and about 4 or so coming up. Clay with 56 yards on the ground. So they say a third and 5. Just across the 40-yard line.
Whoa!
Oh, a big stop by the Streaks. They tried to run an end-around.
Bo Merritt.
And Bo Merritt read it well.
That had to feel good.
Actually, it went as what, an incomplete pass?
Did it?
The ball was loose on the ground. They stick it. No, it is a loss. Yeah you're right. 4-yard loss on Merritt. They tried to get a little tricky on that one.
Yeah, Merritt was just all over that play before they even had a chance to make it happen in the backfield.
And Malone has caught the wrong end of it.
Not only did it knock him back for loss, he kept the clock moving. So big play for the Streaks now. Fourth down, last gasp here for the Panthers.
Fourth and 11 from the 45. Galesburg looking for the final stop here, although, a minute 25 to go. Pavlone is under center. He's going to play action. Back to pass. He's looking. Fires to the right. It is almost picked off. Chaz Benton got in front of the intended receiver. He has one pick this season. And Nothing doing there as Pavlonis' pass goes incomplete, and Galesburg's going to take over and win the ball game.
Yeah, so Benton, who got a pass interference call in the first half, did a nice job getting in front of that one, and he wasn't even trying to pick it off, just knock it away. It's exactly what he did. It's all Galesburg needed. They'll get the ball, probably take the knee a couple of times, and this one will be in the books.
They go on downs. UT runs an even 60 plays tonight. And Galesburg football on the 45-yard line. What time we looking at here? 9:48. Yeah. By the time we get done here, it'll be about 10:15 probably.
About the time all the restaurants have closed up on us, right?
Getting longer.
We end up with a burger instead of a steak these nights.
As long as it's not a hot dog from that's been out all day, I won't do it. And then they call a timeout.
I don't want anything cold.
No. Galesburg a timeout. I'm guessing they're going to get some guys in the ballgame. That's my suspicion.
I have no idea why they would call this timeout.
I'm not happy about
not
it.
Not at all.
We're talking about food and being cold. Why you do that?
Is just a glutton for punishment, I guess. Good Lord.
Make him do a 20-minute postgame. No, I guess we can't do that either. Want to thank Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Our transportation tonight, a Nissan Rogue just arrived. The 2010 Rogue is a sporty SUV. It gets 27 miles per gallon highway, over 400 miles on a tank of gas. The Rogue, a Consumer Digest Best Buy for 2009. The prices start at $21,000. You can take advantage of a $750 rebate plus 3.9% financing for 60 months. And they have over 30 2010 Nissans due in soon. If they don't have what you want, they'll get it there within 48 hours. A beautiful vehicle. We like getting in it and going to our destination, Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan. Visit them just off the square in downtown Galesburg.
If they don't sell it, we may be in it again next week, headed to Pekin for the final game of
more.
The season.
In the bone, Galesburg, and at least run one more play, it would seem, for real. Instead of a knee, it's the fullback right up the gut.
Ullman gets squashed out there by
sure
Corey
did.
Holloway.
Got a 3-yard pickup. He really didn't get a lot of carries. I still had 48 yards on 6 carries. Galesburg goes to an even 300 on the ground. So the Streaks with it on their own 48. The clock down to 45 seconds. They may just take a knee here. Get rid of this chair for a moment. It's been fighting all night with this thing.
Yeah, at least you haven't slid off the back.
Yeah, I did that last year, or two years ago.
Keep your weight forward. That's
right. They're going to run one more play. It is Carl is just going to hold on to it, and he's going to absorb a 2-yard loss.
And he got smeared by Holloway.
I don't know whether he meant to hand it off or not. But
well, if Holloway was around, I'd sure as heck hand it off.
Say,
hot potato, anybody take it. I don't want the big boy on me.
That's going to be the last play of the game. 13 seconds on the clock as it ticks down. And a good night here as Galesburg snaps a 4-game losing streak. They win their final Western Big Six game and the losing streak to 25 for UT as we are done. Final score, Galesburg 26, United Township 14. Back with the postgame show. It's brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services. Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey getting you back in the game. This is Silver Streaks football on WGIL.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by Jack Crockett, Wells Fargo Advisors, formerly Wachovia. Together we will go far. Tonight, cloudy skies, patchy drizzle, low around 36. Tomorrow, cloudy, high 49, low 30. Sunday, sunny and 58 for the high. Sunday night, clear, low 40. Monday night, clear, high 63, low 45. And Tuesday and Tuesday night, partly cloudy, high 64, low 48. Currently, it is 45 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks football continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services postgame show. Brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey. Getting you back into the game. The station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks football. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
A good night at the Sobel as Galesburg comes away a winner. Final score 26-14, and without a little drama in the game, give UT a lot of credit as they hung tough, and it took a big play on a third down and 19 from the Galesburg 30-yard line, and United Township certainly within striking distance at that point. A handoff to Robert Jackson. He gets the needed first down, gets it out to midfield, a 20-yard pickup, a new set of downs. Then he runs for a 16-yard gain. Ultimately, Galesburg scores on a 10-yard touchdown run by Jared Carl, and that was the separation the Streaks needed in the ballgame as they come away with a 26-14 lead. Led 20-14 at that time. They went for two and did not get the two-point conversion, but it was getting nerve-wracking time. At that point, third and 19, UT gets a stop, gets the ball back. Maybe that mixed extra point comes back to hurt you. You don't know in that situation. And a team that's lost 24 in a row, they're doing anything they can to win. And this team did not hang their heads. They have not quit, and they've stuck with it all season, and they made it very interesting. Let's go down on the field. Jim Lee with the head coach, Wes Olson.
Coach Wes Olson with us down on the field, and Coach, you hear your team celebrating in the background, and it's been long overdue for them in the conference play, and I know it's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, well, you know, we knew that UT coming in tonight was an improved team from last year, and, you know, Coach Killam and their staff do a real good job with those guys, and they've had a tough go. They've had a real tough go, and things will turn around for them. But we knew coming in they were going to be formidable. We knew they ran the ball against everybody they played, and they certainly did that against us tonight. We were just fortunate to run it a little bit more prolifically than them.
Yeah, and we were impressed by their resilience because once they went down 14-0 in the third quarter, they could have hung it up, but they kept right in here and matched scores with you for a while and made things interesting.
UT is, I mean, they're on the right track, and I know Coach Killam is teaching and coaching those guys, and they're going to turn around, and I wish them the best of luck next week.
As for your team, several points in this ball game were key. They drove the ball clear down the field on us, but Drexler Blue made a big defensive play that pushed them back for a loss. They didn't score on that opening possession. That was pretty important.
It's always good to see Drexler making big defensive plays, and we expect that of him, and it's good to see him. You know, he's getting back a little bit healthier, and you can tell because he's playing, making those big plays, which we like.
Speaking of big defensive plays, Aaron Meredith was a terror tonight on, you know, catching up with everything they were trying to do wide. Aaron was there to erase it.
Yeah, and I think, and Aaron, you're right, Aaron had a great game, I think, offensively and defensively. And I think that, you know, the other guy I thought was played really, really well tonight and maybe solidified himself as one of the better ones in the conference is Cole Spinks at linebacker, because he had gave some tremendous hits tonight and really controlled the inside, I think. And that's great to see out of Cole, because he's, you know, kind of the, you know, heart and soul of our defense, and love to see him flying around having a great game like that.
Yeah, you know, one of their big guys, Holloway, the big defensive tackle, he was making things tough on us trying to get inside too, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those deals we kind of had to pick where we could go, because we couldn't go wherever we wanted to, and that was the place we wanted to run away from. So, you know, our line did some good things tonight, and it's just nice for us to come out and improve a little bit from last week, and hopefully we can do it again to close out.
Robert Jackson gets three touchdowns, and Jared Carl won. Both of those guys found some big holes in this game as it went along, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to go back and run the option more and get back to our roots a little bit, and we were able to do that. And Jared did a nice job of making some reads and making some things happen. And of course, Robert always runs hard.
And maybe the biggest play of the game as this thing developed was it was 20-14. We were looking at 3rd and 19. We had just fumbled an option, and lo and behold, we get 21 yards out of Robert Jackson and get that first down, go on for the clinching score. Were you tempted to throw the ball at all, or did you have an idea that play might be able to do what it did?
Well, you know, we knew that Robert had that potential and that particular call, and so it was, like I said, it was good to see. And, you know, as far as throwing the ball, you know, it's not our strong point, but it's nice to be able to do it every now and again. But, you know, we got a lot to work on still, and we have an opponent, a big school opponent in Pekin next week, and got to go over there. So, you know, we just have a lot to work on, and our guys can go into last week feeling real good and coming off a win and putting in the last few days of practice and getting ready for the Dragons.
Okay. Enjoy, Coach. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jim.
Head Coach Wes Olson in the post game as Galesburg wins it by a final score of 26-14. The interview brought to you by Kohl's Diamond Gallery Forever starts here. Back with more on the post game. This is Silver Streaks Football on WGIL.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies.
I know we just met Trophy, but I love you.
You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners.
Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
Terry Cavanaugh here from the WGIL Morning News. Listen in Monday morning at 6:50 for your chance to win a $35 Hy-Vee gas card from the Knox County Corn Growers on WGIL.
Postgame is Galesburg a winner, 26-14, and took a 7-0 halftime lead and obviously extended that. 13 points in the third quarter, another 6 in the fourth quarter. And let's go over those Galesburg scores at the 10:54 mark as Galesburg's, let's see, their first possession of the second half, they started on the UT 32-yard line, and it only took 3 plays, and a guy who got into the end zone a lot found it here. So back to the wishbone they go. Carl under center. Galesburg trying to get his second touchdown of the game. Second man through Jackson, puts his head down. He's met by stiff resistance near the goal line. Jared Carl showing touchdown. The official on the other end says, yes, it is a touchdown. Robert Jackson's second touchdown of the game, his 7th of the season, and Galesburg makes short work of the UT defense on the great return by Davidson, and the Streaks lead at 13-0 at the 10:54 mark. Extra point was good by Caleb Miller, 14-0 at that point at 4:48 to go in the third quarter. Raymond Clay, a 6-yard touchdown run, and Luth made the extra point. It was 14-7 then. At the tail end of the third quarter, Galesburg found pay dirt again, a long drive that began on the UT 32, ninth play of the drive, and Mr. Jackson did it again. It's on the 8-yard line. Wishbone set here. Carl's going to give it to Robert Jackson. Jackson trying to bounce outside, cuts back inside. He's got some running room toward the goal line. He's in! Robert Jackson, the way he did it the last time, kept the feet moving, spinning right to left, and he scores from 8 yards out, and Galesburg puts together a perfect drive and takes a 20-7 lead. Point after attempt unsuccessful, and it was 20-7 at that point. UT made it nervous time at the 8:27 mark. Their fullback Alba went in from 1 yard out. Luth made the extra point. It was 20-14. And then Galesburg's final drive that started on their own 39-yard line. The ninth play, Jared Carl got loose. Back to the wishbone here. Carl under center. They'll tighten that line up. Second man through. It's Meredith again.
No, it's Carl.
There goes Carl. He's going all the way in. What a fake, and he ran it in for a touchdown nearly untouched. Jared Carl from 10 yards out maybe puts the exclamation point on the game with a 10-yard run in Galesburg, a 26-14 lead at the 3:45 mark of the game. Faked me out, and he faked most of the defense out. Only one guy chasing him. And it was a 2-point conversion attempt that failed, and that was the final score, Carl's touchdown. The distance the Streaks needed, 26-14. Galesburg wins it. We'll come back and look at the postgame stats in just a moment. This is Silver Streaks football postgame on WGIL.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Basset Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Having trouble with the old retrieval.
Easy for you. You still run like a pup.
A few years ago, my knees started screaming, so I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for you youngsters. I think you're ready for the adult formula. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax and have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
I'm Bill Butts. Divorce can be a disaster to the family situation, for grandparents, uncles, and aunts, as well as obviously to the children. That's why Illinois courts now favor mediation as a way of allowing the parents to work together to keep all these family relationships as intact as possible. Our office is committed to this goal.
If you're going through the complicated challenges of a divorce, turn to someone who has your family's best interests at heart. Turn to Bill Butts' Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Berg.
Hey, Drip, what's happening?
Well, you know.
Morning, Drip.
If you say so.
Man, that Drip is a real drag.
I think it's because of that Drip coffee he drinks. Hey, Drip, try this. It's a new McCafe Mocha from McDonald's.
Okay. Wow, that's
fantastic! Hey, Drip, we're going to a rock and roll show tonight.
Wanna come along?
Out of sight!
Don't be a Drip. Try a handcrafted McCafe coffee, starting at just $2.39 at McDonald's. Participating locations, see store for details.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at the Soul Bowl, Galesburg a winner tonight. The Western Big Six finale, 26-14 over United Township. And let's take a look at the numbers. A lot of yards tonight, especially on the ground for the Silver Streaks. The postgame stats brought to you by OSF, St. Mary Medical.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Smart business owners protect their investments with business owners insurance from Craddy Insurance in Galesburg, a local professional Pekin insurance agency. If a disaster strikes your business, will you have enough insurance to meet the emergency? Talk to the experts at Craddy Insurance today. For the details on a customized package of liability and property coverages at affordable rates. Business owners insurance from Pekin Insurance and Craddy Insurance.
WGIL is proud to be a part of our community.
Hi, Bob O'Connor for WGIL. With this reminder, the Monmouth Area Chamber of Commerce will sponsor a Halloween event for the whole family. Games, Halloween stories, and lots more at the Warren County YMCA. It's Thursday, the 29th, 2 days before Halloween, beginning at 6 o'clock. Get more information at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
Janine Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend, The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Last year, 1 in 5 children was sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
From the Soul Bowl, Galesburg a winner, 26-14. The offensive star of the game, four of the streaks, Robert Jackson, winds up with 130 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns. Jared Carl, 118 yards on the ground, and a touchdown. Galesburg, 298 on 41 carries. And another 38 yards through the air. 43 plays for 336 yards of offense, 2 fumbles, and 5 penalties. UT, 234 yards on the ground on 52 attempts. And through the air, Chase Pavlonis, 2 of 8 for 21 yards. Their touchdowns for Mike Alba. He finished with 42 yards, and Raymond Clay with 56. He had a 6-yard touchdown for the Panthers as they move to 0-8 on the season in Galesburg. Snaps the 4-game losing streak, and they go to 3-5 with a non-conference game next week remaining at Pekin. The other order of business now, the Dave Sonnabody Crunch Time Player of the Game. This will be a fun debate because, boy, you got Jared Carl running for a touchdown, is 100-plus yards. Robert Jackson, 130 yards and 3 touchdowns. And how many times did we mention Aaron Meredith's name? He mentioned also Cole Spanks. He had some bone-jarring hits down there and has done that all season, leading the team in tackles. So this one's wide open, and that's kind of fun.
Yeah, I could go with any of them you mentioned. I think overall, though, probably the biggest play of the game was the run by Jackson when it was 3rd and 19, and the game was still in doubt. Now, he didn't do it all himself. Obviously, you get some blocking up front to get that job done. But I think I might lean towards Robert Jackson. Not only, the 3 touchdowns, as we mentioned, too, were not easy. Every one of those, he had to fight and claw his way across the goal line. And so I think I'll go with Robert tonight.
Let's see. Looking at the numbers, before he took off for that big run, he was well under 100, and he really dominated the football game on the last drive where Galesburg eventually scored. He had a lot of yards, as you mentioned, 3 touchdowns, 130 rushing yards in the ballgame, and the key play to keep the drive alive, a 20-yard pickup that got it to midfield on a 3rd and 19, and Galesburg eventually scores a touchdown thanks to Jared Carl on a 10-yard run. So the running game, very effective tonight. Aaron Meredith, a solid job, probably his best defensive game so far this season. Tonight, though, we will go with Robert Jackson, the junior. Glad to have him back next year. 2 100-plus-yard games back-to-back, and he is the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Good night from the Soul Bowl. It is a Galesburg win, 26-14. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for Chaz back at the station for studio engineering. Hope you'll join us next Friday at 7:06 from Pekin as the Streaks try to end the season on a positive note and a couple of wins. For Jim Lee, I'm Mike Perry. Good night from the Quad Cities.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Football on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.